Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The rasp every wind is flavor, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational facts to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with the great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, beach man.
Everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everybody. Ooh, how about those Giants? How about those New York Giants? How about them? Okay, just wanted to kind of give my East Coast shout out. You know, I'm originally a Brooklyn girl, so that's always going to be a place in my heart. Enjoyed watching a little bit of the football game today, and I know you guys did too. It's just kind of wrapping up there, but, you know, I was happy when I glanced and I seen that the Giants did do their thing. So welcome, 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 everyone. It is Sunday night, February the 5th, can you believe it, 2012, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I see everybody waiting on the phone. I got in the house, and I've seen you guys waiting for me. You got your seats and everything going good. So good to have you in the house. Of course, you know, last Friday night, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine was in the house. We had an amazing share there. Many of you gave lots of feedback on how much you enjoyed the show. So I'm glad that it was helpful for you. Congratulations to the winners. As well, and a big shout out to Reverend Goddess Charmaine. If you did not get a chance to go back and download, I encourage you to go back and download. The show is a must. That show and all other shows that have been done here on The Remix. So good to see you guys in the house. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the magic of feng shui and how you can begin to use the magic of feng shui in your life. Now, for those of you who listen to The Remix, you know I've done these feng shui shows before. So tonight we're going to kind of mix it up a little bit. We're going to talk about the magic of feng shui and how you can begin to use that, what's going on at this particular time, how you can use it at work, how you can use it at home, you can use it for prosperity, you can use it for transformation. All of these great things that feng shui is about. So we're going to get into some of the elemental things of feng shui, break it down, talk about it, remix style, Miss Blue style, do it a little bit of psycho sexy cool kind of way, and talk about feng shui. So we'll be doing that. I'll also be taking your calls a little later on as well, too. So if you have some questions, we can do that as well. Just great to be in the house with you guys. Of course, you know we're going to dance. We're going to dance around, move a little bit, shake a little bit. For those of you who've been following me on Twitter, I've been really up in my Twitter game lately, you know. That's sort of something I haven't been doing a lot, but I've really been on Twitter a lot. So I thank you guys for conversing back with me and definitely being patient with the whole process. I'm learning. I'm not a Twitter pro, but, you know. I'm learning how to use it and begin to work with the Twitter as well, too. So you can join me on Twitter. And to do that, my name on Twitter is Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raspberry, R-A-S-B-E-R-R-Y. So lots of fun going on over there. You definitely want to jump on Twitter and do that as well. Okay, let's get ready to move. I don't know about you guys, but this has kind of been one of those days where I kind of just been, you know, if I could think of a song, I've kind of been moving a little bit in slow motion. I've been really moving in slow motion today, but you know, I'm lucky to have some amazing people around me that just kind of help me keep going when I need to keep going. So I thank you for that as well. We're going to listen to some music and kind of move around a little bit. And we're going to play one of my classics, one of my favorites, because it's always kind of gets the energy moving, gets everybody up. So that's what I want you guys to do before we get ready to get into the show, is I want you to get yourself in position so you can move a little bit, kind of move things around. We're going to talk after this show. We'll do a lot of talking tonight and see what's going on, because there's a lot of things going on, whole bunch of stuff going on out there, and we're going to talk about that. But I want you guys to get up, get yourself in position so that you can move, so that you can move. Good to see everyone in the house. The chat room is open. Let me give this out. For all of my international listeners, you are free to come on over. And all of the listeners all over the world, no matter where you're listening from, if you want to join us in the chat room, you can do that as well. And to get to the chat room, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix, all one word. Come on in. Sign up. Tell us who you are. Tell us who you are. We'd love to know who you are. Take some moment to sign up. Add yourself to the Remix list there. And definitely go over to Facebook and join the Remix family page over there so you can find out about all the great things going on with the Remix and everyone connected with it. Good, good, good to see everyone in the house. Let's get ready to move. Let's get ready to dance. Let's get ready just to kind of move the energy around, okay? So here we go. You guys ready? Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was the Staple Singers and Pop, and definitely I'll Take You There. One of my favorite. I love that song right there. It's always good to hear when you want to get kind of get a little bit of old school, new school. It never gets old listening to. So we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, come back, get right into the share, and see what's going on with a little bit of feng shui magic.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the remix. All right, everyone. Thank you guys so much for joining me here tonight. I know everyone is just really getting themselves situated after the Super Bowl, after seeing the Giants. Yes, I knew they were going to win. I've seen that. After seeing the Giants win and do their thing, which is always good. So big ups to all the Giants fans out there, everyone who was rooting for them as well. It was a really good game. I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but it was a good game. Okay, so now let's talk about the magic of feng shui. What is feng shui? First of all, I'm going to give you sort of my definition. For you guys, definitely one of the things I would encourage you to do is to go back and download the shows, because I've done about four shows on feng shui now. The Ancient Art of Feng Shui, Sacred Space Clearing, some more about feng shui magic, and just some different shows where you can get into them. All of them are tagged with feng shui, so they'll be easy to find. You can go back to the archives, like I said, for that show and any of the shows here on the remix, and so you can download it. I want to take this opportunity as we get ready to get into the share, because we'll be covering this pretty quickly here. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. The readings this past week, last week, amazing, as they always are. And you guys are definitely putting in the work. I've got a lot of your emails. I know I'm still getting back to a lot of you. You're showing me you're doing your work. You're out there. You're doing your thing. And there could be nothing greater than that. So I'm very thankful for the feedback. Keep that feedback going. Let me know what it is. So many of you have said, you know, since the reading, since the things that you've gone through, here is all of the stuff that I'm doing that I was able to tap into, and that's a credit to you. So I'm just really honored to just say thank you guys for putting in the work. I know we all are, and definitely the Remix family page is putting in the work. So I want to tell you guys thank you for that, as well as all of you from all over the world who have downloaded and purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Now, have some great things coming for the Know Your Magic audio workbook and for everyone who's got it, all of the amazing feedback that you've given me. I think to date, I'll have to check with Sister Manya, but we've done the download. I've done readings for over 23 countries, of course, including ours. And for the audiobook, it's in 10 different countries. So definitely it's getting around. It's getting around. People are doing the work, and I'm getting lots of that feedback. So I want to thank you guys for everyone who sent feedback in, even though, you know, I didn't get back to you immediately. No, I'm working on it, and I will get back with you, as well as you guys for the readings as well. So I just want to tell you guys, you know, thank you for that, for doing your work, and I'm glad that everything is really helping, because there's so many things that everyone has out here that's doing the work to help support you on your path and your journey. And many of you are doing that as well. So also, can I scream? I think I can. I actually was having this conversation with a couple of people out there as well, too. But I want to say the Oracle deck, the Know Your Magic Psychic Oracle deck is done. It's done. It's a done deal. So it is going to be ready here any day now. Any day. So I finally got some confirmation I needed that came back in. I found an amazing company to work for, picked out some amazing things in it. You guys can see even today the past shows I've been putting up, the cards, pulling a card for the energy today. I've been working with this deck now for over a year. You know, it is something that me and the sister, Pure Feminine Energy, that's out of the UK, amazing spiritual psychic artist that did the work on this based upon some channels that I got. And I'm just so happy about the deck. And you guys can see, right here where the player is. You can see one of the cards because I have a little bit of feng shui in there, have a little bit of the comedic science in there, as well as some of the basic things that go into an oracle deck that's in there. Have some gods and goddesses in there, a little bit of everything. I'm in there. Sister Manya's in there. So you really get to be able to get the deck. I have some amazing things that have helped me. I will show you how to tune the deck so you can make it your own. You can begin to use this every single day, and it's just a great testimony so that you guys can begin to work with it. So I'm so excited. So that project, long time coming. I think at this point we're over the year mark, but we're there and everything is there. One of the cards is there. You'll be able to see it, and it's just amazing. I work with the cards on a day-to-day basis myself. This is something I know. So, yes, I'm excited. You guys are going to have fun. That deck has pure goddess energy in there and pure God energy. It's a melanated deck. It's just full of pure passion, fire, drive, everything that you need to really kind of get your hands on and get to knowing your magic as well. So I'm excited about that, and I can't wait. You will be the first to know. As soon as it's available, I'll tell you guys where you can get it. I have everything planned for it. There's going to be meditations to go along with each one of the cards. Out there, and so much. We're going to have so much fun. As you guys know, I started doing the Blue Blast call again. Yay! Yay for the Blue Blast. And for those of you who were able to make the Blue Blast, it definitely was a treat. We had fun. If you don't know what the Blue Blast is, I'm going to take a few moments just to tell you this, because I know I got a lot of new listeners that's coming in the house, so we kind of want to get them in there. The Blue Blast call is a call that I do. Now, initially, I started out kind of with, we're going to do the Blue Blast call 15 minutes a day, every single day. This is sort of kind of like, you know how you take a shot of something? I'm not a drinker. But, you know, sometimes you may need an energy shot, like a boost, and you take a shot. The Blue Blast was kind of like a shot. Well, what happened is, you know, the shot was so good that we went from a shot to tipping off the whole bottle. So the Blue Blast call started turning into these cosmic, universal charging sessions that just became so addictive and so helpful. And all of us really loved it. We loved it so much. And we were doing it. I only took a break for a short period of time. Well, anyway, all of that being said, it's back. And I'm going to give you the information. The Blue Blast call is one of those things that I do keep sort of sacred. And let me tell you what it's for. If you're getting a reading by me, if you're waiting on a reading by me, this is how you can get on the Blue Blast call. If you have had a reading from me, excuse me, trying to get my tea here, then you can get on the Blue Blast call. So that's how you're going to get it. So either you've had a reading or you're waiting for a reading. If you had a reading or you're in line waiting for a reading, because there is a waiting list for it. But one of the things I can tell you guys, it is a divine appointment. And so many of you have said, you know what, Ms. Blue, had I had that reading when I first contacted you, I wouldn't have been able to work through some of these things. You know, this is a better time for me. I'm in a better space now. It is a divine appointment. Trust and believe that. I know that. Trust me when I say that. I can promise you that. Have thousands of testimony, because at this point I've done thousands of readings for brothers and sisters all over the world, 23 different countries, all walks of life. Doesn't matter. And that has been the consistent theme. It comes exactly when you need it. So the Blue Blast call is for that. So I will start doing those again. I'm also going to do some Know Your Magic. Blue Blast calls, where those of us who've purchased the Know Your Magic and we're working on it, we can take them into different components and begin to work on them. Because anyone who has the Know Your Magic workbook, they're going to tell you it's a lot of work. I give you the work to do, because that begins to empower you. You see, I'm not here to be your psychic, your psychic guru in your pocket. I want you to be able to do what I can do. Exactly what I can do. And I know you can. And so this is a way that you can begin to get into the work to do it. This is what the whole platform is about. Everyone who comes on the show, all of these things is about this. So that's the Blue Blast call. I also started doing the Know Your Magic line again. So the Know Your Magic line is up again. If you haven't called, you can call. I have a great little ritual on there that you can do, which is actually with the blessing bowl. And how fitting, because today was the Super Bowl. So you can still do your blessing bowl, the 13-day cycle. We're still in that 13-day cycle. Lots of fire energy on the planet, which is about passion. It's about drive. You can definitely take it that way. It has a polarity. But I really want you to begin to work with it that way. So if you haven't called that number, I'm going to make sure that I call that number as well, give that number out here. I know Sister Manya put it in the chat room. And by the way, Sister Manya, you guys know her. She's the amazing sister that sets up all of the sessions and contact you guys and keep everything going over at Question for Blue and the sessions and the baby lotuses and the holistic readings and the sacred sessions, the Akashic record readings, and, you know, all of that stuff. You know, if it wasn't for her, whew, I'd really be on tip side. So much love to her that works with me and everyone else. You know, you guys, thank you for your love and your support. It is much appreciated. So lots of things going on, lots of things to do as well. So tonight, we're going to talk about feng shui and talk about what feng shui is, what it means. I'll go into a little bit of that, and I'll give you some background. The first thing is feng shui, which is, it sounds like it doesn't, it's not spelled like it sounds. It's F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I, which is actually, it means feng, which means wind, and shui, which means water. Let me tell you a little bit about my introduction to feng shui. Back when I was young, like in my early teens, I just really had a strong connection with sacred spaces, your house, how things feel, how I felt, how I wanted my room to look. Of course, I'm in my mother's house, so, you know, you're not gonna, your room is only going to look as much as she lets you look. I'm one of these crazy kids that just wanted to do all kinds of stuff with my room. So, you know, I really, yes, I am still young, but, you know, I really got into that element. And as a result of that, I always make a joke and say in one of my past lives, well, a past life, that was one of my undergraduate degrees, fashion merchandising and interior design. Now, feng shui is not decorating. Although the principles can be used in decorating, and they kind of go hand in hand. You know, it's kind of like macaroni and cheese, you know, that kind of thing. Milk and cookies, you don't want to separate them. They go together so well. So that kind of sort of philosophy, they kind of go together. But if I could just sum it up in my own way and tell you exactly what feng shui is, it is to be able to take these elements, fire, wood, water, earth, and metal, take these elements and use them in such a way. And we're only looking at one component right now. We're talking about in your sacred space. Use them in such a way that you can actually use this in your home, in your sacred space. In your house, in your home, so you can begin to use this in your sacred space. So it's the manipulation of the elements. I guess you can kind of say that, so that you can draw in those things in your life that you want for prosperity, for money, for love, for health, whatever it is. this is really the basics of feng shui. It actually is an ancient science. It's the science of energy. And it's an ancient science. Most people will trace it back to the East, but actually there is a lot of documentations that take it all the way back. That just goes so far back that it takes you all the way back to our ancient ancestors coming even out of ancient Egypt, Kemet. So this is not something new. This is not new at all. Nothing about this is new. This is something that has been around forever, really. So these principles, we're going to talk about them kind of in a 2012 kind of way, kind of jazz it up a little bit. I'll give you some things to think about, let you ask some questions, and we'll just go through it. I love feng shui, and I love it for so many different reasons. Because one, especially when it comes to my home, when I walk in my house, I really want to have a certain energy. I know that I bring a certain energy. I know that the people living in the house with me will carry a certain energy. So I want that energy to, I want to feel that energy inside my house. I want to feel that. I want to feel it when I walk in my bedroom. I want to feel it when I walk in my bathroom. I want to feel that energy. So we're going to talk about how you can begin to create that sacred space with feng shui, some of the principles of feng shui. We're not going to go through all of them, but we'll go through them. And definitely I want to encourage you to go back and download those other shows because you will be able to get to listen to them as well. So first I want to put this out there just so we can talk about the elements, because we're going to talk about them a little different this way. The first one is fire. Now, what does fire energy have to do with? And I'll go into it a little different, but I want you to look at fire like this. So anytime we begin to think about fire, I want you to think about it this way. Fire has to do with your reputation. So the element of fire, particularly when it comes to different forms of decorating, using different principles in feng shui, it has to do with your reputation. It has to do with your persona, how you see yourself. If you look at a person and you say, ooh, that brother got fire, what are you feeling from him? If you say that sister has fire, what are you feeling from her? What's the fire? We know that the fire has a lot to do with who they are. So we can call it attributes. We can say it's a part of the essence of who they are. We can say all of those things. But really, it has to do with sort of that area of reputation and fame. I'm going to kind of give it to you in that way. So if you begin to research these things on feng shui, you can do the cross-reference. Some people make this very, very complicated, and it is. But we're going to talk about it in a real sort of kind of simple, psycho, sexy, cool kind of way tonight. So you guys are free to do some research on this. Last time we did a show on feng shui, I put some books up, some of my favorite books up on the Remix Family page and the next day. And I'll also repost that again for those of you who are curious as well, too. So now let's talk about wood element. Wood element has to do with money, and it has to do with your growth, the wood element. So just think about the tree of life. A tree grows, a tree is wood. So you have the wood element, and you have growth. So next, let's talk about water. The water element is connected with your career. So this is one of the ways that you can connect this. The water is connected with your career, you know, what you're doing, your work, you know, what we call work. Earth energy is all about relationships and your health. This is why earth energy is so important. And even for those of you who've had the holistic readings from me or the sacred sessions, one of the first things we do before we even get to the middle, get to what we're talking about, is I read your elements. It is so important to be able to read your elements, because this is going to tell us a lot about what's going on with you through your elements. And so earth energy has to do with your relationships. It also has to do with your health. So metals, the different metals. The metals has a lot to do with travel. Traveling has a lot to do with traveling. Has to do with children, and it has to do with people, health, people who are helping you in your life. So this is about the help that you get in your life. A lot of this. So I just kind of wanted to put that out there as we begin to talk about some of these elements and some of the things. So the first question I often get asked, because every now and then I will get a consultation that will need to do some feng shui. And a couple of people have asked me, hey, Miss Blue, I have a house I'm trying to sell, or an apartment or a condo, and it's not selling. Why not? Or every time I come home, I feel sick. The kids are sick. We moved in this new space. Something's not right. What can I do? And we'll begin to talk about some of these principles in feng shui. So let's go to the first one. And the first principle is about clearing the clutter. So it's kind of like cooking. You know, my mother has this rule. We don't cook in a dirty kitchen. And I know most of you sisters out there and some of you brothers who cook, that's your rule too. You, no one wants to start cooking in a dirty kitchen. So you look at this as you really are sort of kind of going into beginning to do some alchemy, to do some inner work. And you don't want to start cooking in a dirty kitchen. You want to make sure that the kitchen is clear, the kitchen being symbolic of your house. So the first thing is really about clearing the clutter, getting rid of all of the clutter. It's feng shui is not about cleaning your house. But let's face it, it's very much connected to getting rid of the clutter. And so here's some of the things that I'll start out to say. The first thing is don't overwhelm yourself. If you've been sort of kind of in a funk a little bit, and you've kind of been down a little bit, or maybe you're working two jobs, maybe you have no job, maybe you just have a lack of energy at this particular time in your life. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe you're coming into a makeup. Maybe you're just going through these different things. And you just need sort of that extra boost. But now you're looking around and you're saying, I'm just so overwhelmed. It's so much to do. And it could be. It could be true that it is so much to do and you don't want to take it all on. What I say is you have to begin to really get yourself into the position where you can empower yourself. How do you do that? Start setting good intentions when it comes to what you want to do. Your intention with yourself. See, we're real good about making appointments. Hey, check it out. I'm going to meet you Saturday for lunch, or we're going to get together at 2, or I'm going to go over here and pick this up at 3, or I have to make it to this shop by 4, but very rarely do we make dates with ourselves. So here's what I want to challenge you to do first. Make a date with yourself. And this intention is about you clearing the clutter. Here's another principle in feng shui. The principles of feng shui, you know how we talk about as above, so below, as above, so below, as above, so below, as without, so within, as within, so without. Well, the principle of feng shui says this, that by changing your exterior, you can help change the inside. Now, this kind of goes against some of the principles because we believe you got to do the work on the inside. And the work on the inside is going to start to show itself on the outside. And that is true. But you also have to do the work on the outside in order to impact the inside too. And in some cases, I know this to be true, is sometimes we can kind of get so lost in what we're doing that we really have to kind of look outside of ourselves to find ourselves back to ourselves. And a lot of times the first place that will show up is in your home, in your sacred space. I don't care if it's a room. I don't care if it's a 12-room mansion. I don't care if it's upstairs. I don't care if it's downstairs. I don't care if it's around the corner. I don't care if you share it with 5 other people. I don't care what any of that is. Sometimes you have to look around to see that reflection, because that's going to tell you what is going on with you. That is going to tell you what is going on with you. So, first thing that you want to do is clear the clutter, but you don't want to be overwhelmed by the clutter, because the clutter is really symbolic about what's going on with you. So when you look at your closets, when you pull out that kitchen drawer, when you pull out those drawers in your bedroom, this is what's going on in the subconscious. It's a reflection of that. It's some unresolved things, some things you need to clear the clutter out, because our sacred space is a reflection of who we are. We talk about having altars in our house, and it's good that we have altars in our house. But know that the first altar that you cross is when you step from outside into your sacred space. You're in the altar. Your whole house is your altar. So, you know, it's cool to have that altar and keep that one little space clear. And, you know, you got it all nice and set up. You got your little, you know, little statues up there, your little crystals, your little candles, you know. And I'm talking about myself here, so nobody think that. Got your little pictures, and then you got your little lamps, and what else we going to put on the altar? You know, you got your little beads up there. Maybe your bubblegum paper, you know, your man's picture, your girl's picture, whatever, you know, on your altar. That's cool. But know that your whole house is your altar. That's the big altar. Oftentimes, I do readings for people by just walking into their sacred space, and I can tell you about everybody in that house just based on their sacred space. And again, I don't want you to get this confused with being clean. Because this is not about being clean. This is not about you cleaning up. It's not about having a perfect space that looks picture perfect. Because I can tell you guys, I was neurotic with that for so many years. And it's not a good look either. It's just like having a dirty house. People would come over and be too scared to step, too scared to move, because they like, ooh, you know, is this a showroom? You know, what are you doing up in here? So that's not good either. You want to have a nice balance. You want to be able to live in your house. So it's not about just being a neat freak. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about clearing the clutter. A couple of ways you can do it. Make the date with yourself. When you make the date with yourself, you want to start. You want to start. I'm looking in the chat room. You want to start with 15 minutes a day. That's it. Don't stress yourself. 15 minutes a day. Make a commitment. 15 minutes, I'm going to work in the kitchen. And this doesn't include cooking time, doesn't include that. This is just pure 15 minutes of cleaning, 15 minutes of intention. And every single day, you start with that 15 minutes. You go back, you journal about it. How did it feel? You know, how did this feel? Because you're going to have a feeling. Start to think about, go in the kitchen. One of the things that Queen Afua talks about, and for those of you who even have her book, Sacred Woman or Heal Thyself, is that the kitchen, that's the heartbeat of the house. That's where the heart is. This is why often when the family gets together, where does everybody just sort of kind of collaborate? They start to go into the kitchen. This is where the heart of the family is. So if you have a kitchen that's not functioning, I can tell you, you have a family that's not functioning. It's a major issue there. And each one of those things in the kitchen actually represents things. We'll get into that a little later. If not here, we'll go back and we'll listen to that. But they really, really, that's the heartbeat of the family. So 15 minutes in the kitchen. What are you looking for in those 15 minutes? Because it can be so overwhelming, because trust you, even in some of the sessions, it's been times, and you guys know, I'm not going to call anybody out. I keep those things sacred. But I'm like, oh, what's going on with your kitchen? I'm going to need you to give me 15 minutes in the kitchen. That's your meditation. That's your spiritual exercise. I need you to get the kitchen together. So... Because it is important, it's important because, again, our house is our altar. That's the altar. So in the kitchen, what you're looking for, why are you keeping this container that you have microwaved so much that you can't put a lid on it? It's got a hole in it. And it looks like it was white, but now it's yellow. Why are you keeping that? For real? What you doing with it? Seriously. What are you doing with that? Why do you have dishes that are chipped and cracked? For what? Why are you doing that? Why are you keeping a cracked dish? Why are you keeping something that is broken? Because what oftentimes happens to us, we get in these patterns. You know, we like to talk about patterns. We like to talk about karma. We like to talk about all of this. So let's just keep it real psycho sexy and cool and talk about it in the kitchen first, because this is the heartbeat of the family. When it comes to the kitchen, this is where the nurturing, this is where the love goes. So if you have this cup that maybe your mama gave you, maybe one of your coworkers gave you, maybe you got it as one of those, what do you call it? You know how you exchange gifts? I don't know, secret Santa, something like that. Why do you have this cup that every time you look at it, it pisses you off? Why is the cup in your house? Why? You're holding on to it. Another principle in feng shui. Take a look at it. Does it make your energy go up when you see it, or does it make your energy go down? Now, I'm not going to tell you guys that this is an easy place to get to, because one of the things that this will tell you with feng shui, you're going to really see, you know how we say, oh, you have to get rid of all of this attachment. You can't attach yourself to the material things. You're going to see a whole lot of bullshit in your house that you attach to, for real. Somebody go to pick it up, you going to be having a fit. No, don't throw that away. I just wanted to keep it. For what? What you keeping it for? Seriously. You know, why are you holding on to a cracked cup, or why are you holding on to a cup that looks crazy? Why are you holding on to something that someone gave you that causes bad memories? It brings your energy down. Why? When you can go to the dollar store and get you a happy cup and be happy with the damn cup from the dollar store. Why? Why? Why are you holding on to a cup that makes you sad? So seriously, what happens is everything that is in our sacred space, it is that reflection of what is going on with you. Nothing is there by accident. So when you pull that pot out and you're getting ready to cook and you're looking at this pot, and this pot looked like it's been on this planet longer than anybody in your family that you know. What you doing with the pot? Really? What are you doing with it? So let me go back and let me talk about it this way. If there are some things that you have that make your energy go up when you see it, whether it is the warped pot or the warped, no, we're not going to hold on to the warped plastic dish. We're not holding that. But if there are some things that you want to hold on to, then hold it. If it makes your energy go up, hold it. But here's what I challenge you with. Is it really making your energy go up? And is it something you really need to hold on to? Or can you just hold that memory in your mind? Can you hold that memory in your heart? And can you hold that memory in your mind? Do I really need a cracked cup that says that my sister gave me 5 years ago to know that my sister loved me and I love my sister? I really need that cracked cup to represent that? Is that symbolic to me? Because, see, we say that. Oh, this is symbolic. You know, this is so close to my heart. You're right. It really is. But even in that, it tells you about the taintedness in it. Because you can always get another cup. You can always get another cup. Your sister's love is not going to change because she's not going to stop loving you because you threw away the cup. Stop it. For real. Seriously. So I want you to take a look at those things in the kitchen. Clearing the clutter. It seems like the first and it seems like the most easiest step, but I can't tell you this is where people get stuck because we say we don't have these material attachments, but when you go in there and you start to look at stuff, you're going to realize I have attachment to these things. They're not here by accident. I'm holding on to some dishes I had 20 years ago for what? And sometimes it could be even those dishes that you got from Walmart. You're just holding on to them because you're holding on to them because it makes it look like you have something. You have something. One of the things that I learned very early on is I don't believe in good dishes. You know, my parents came from that era of good dishes. You know, you pull the good dishes out during holiday time. You pull the good dishes out at this time. You know, we set the table with the good dishes at that time, and I really just couldn't grasp that concept. Like, good dishes? What are you talking about? Every day's a good day. If I want to pull out my crystal, if I want to pull out something, then why not? Why not pull it out? Why not use it every day? Why can't I drink out of a crystal glass every day? I have it right here. I have my crystal cup. Why can't I drink out of that? Why can't I? Is there some rule that says I can't do this for myself every single day? You see? And something else somebody else put up. Yeah, it's a hard habit to break. I get it. But really begin when we start to say that we're present in the now, then you need to do it now. Whatever it is, maybe good dishes don't do it for you. That's cool too. But do it in the now. Don't hold on to something based upon that reason. There's no reason to do that. So you're looking for those things in your kitchen, pots, pans, and oh, let me not talk about silverware. Have you ever been over somebody's house? I hate to sound like the rap song. You ever went over to your friend's house to eat? But have you ever went over to someone's house and they're making you something to eat and they pull out their dishes and they hand you a fork and half of it is bent to the left. It looks like it's no longer silver. You can't tell what color it is. Yeah, it's a rusty spoon. And they say, go ahead, eat. You looking like eat. I don't want to touch this. You know? I don't want to touch this at all. When you can go anywhere now and for 10, 15 bucks get you some silverware, why do you have mismatched silverware? For what? Throw it away. Throw it away. It's symbolic of you being indecisive in your life. You can't make up your mind. That's why you got blue cups, green cups, orange cups, red cups. And if that's your theme, then own it. So I'm not trying to tell anyone to change their theme. But you can't tell me that a rusty fork is your theme. So you want to make sure that you're looking at these things. And the easiest thing to do is just, yeah, trash it. Throw it away. So we have a rule in the house. If I have a set of cups, and when my kids were young, they would break the glasses. Psh, one glass is gone. You know what I would do? Give me those other three glasses if it was four. Let's donate it. Let me get rid of it. I don't even want it no more. Let me let it go. It's time to let it go. Plastic cup, it gets warped, it's something happened to one, or somebody walks out with one, get rid of the whole set. I mean, it's plastic cups. I'm not telling you to go take out a loan. I'm telling you to just get rid of it. Because we're living in a time where it's so important that we have this space, this very sacred space, where we can retreat from the madness, from the pure chaos that's going on outside of the world. The one place you want to be able to go where you actually can come in and feel like it is truly your sacred space should be your home. Now, some people say, well, Miss Blue, my home is four walls. Then make that the best damn four walls that you can make it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big the space is. It doesn't matter how small the space is. It's about you getting into your space. So start in the kitchen. 15 minutes a day. Do that date with yourself. You'll be amazed how much can get done. I can't tell you how many times Sister Munya has called me, Rain, quite a few other people. What are you doing? I'm washing clothes. I'm doing the laundry. I'm cleaning up. I'm in the kitchen. I'm getting ready for dinner. You can do it. And this isn't just for sisters. This is for brothers, too, because I know some of you brothers, and some of you brothers who stay with your women, you don't really feel that this is your responsibility to take care of the home. And behoove me to tell you that it is. I'm not here to tell you that. If that's your relationship and it works that way, that's cool. Do it. Do what works for you. But know that that sacred space is a reflection of you. Because often I hear men say, well, I wish she would clean up. And I wish, well, what are you doing? Are you cleaning up? Because it's your sacred space, too. That's a reflection of you. That's your altar. It's your altar. That's your house. You don't get to say. Number one rule that my mother had, and she stuck by this. This is still her principle to this day. She never believed in telling someone who came to her house, excuse the house. That is like, to her, that is the worst statement that could come out of your mouth. How dare you tell somebody, excuse the house? So really what you're telling them is, excuse me. Excuse me. You know, I'm jacked up. I'm messed up. Excuse me. Because you can't excuse your house without excusing yourself, because the house is a reflection of you and everyone who lives there. How are you going to say, excuse my house? But people do it. Oh, come on in, but excuse the house. Excuse the mess. Why are we excusing? If it was good enough for you, it surely should be good enough for anybody who's coming in. So no more excuses for the house. No more excuses for the house. If that's your sacred space and that's the way it is, then let it be. Why excuse it? Why when someone else come? That's only testimony that you know that it's not the way, not that they think it should be, but you think it should be. Because we all know people that we go in their house, they make no excuses. They'll tell you, just slide that stuff over and have a seat. They not saying excuse the house. They like, slide that over. Sit down, girl. What's wrong? Why are you looking like that? They are not making any kind of excuses. They are just telling you to come into their sacred space. So, really. Oh, my goodness. We'll get to the living room and the plastic on the chairs in just a moment. But really, when it comes to your kitchen, you want to think about that. That's the heartbeat of your family. Some of the other things that you can do, because what you're trying to do is really to get that chi. You're trying to get chi. We're always doing things to move chi through our bodies, through chakras, through meditation, through visualization, through doing exercise, through taking baths, showers, through raising our kundalini, sexual energy. We're trying to move the chi. Well, you're moving this chi in your house. And a way that you can begin to move this chi in your house is really to begin to recognize that. So another thing that you have to recognize is, where can chi leak in my house? Where can the chi come out? You want to be conscious of that as well. Well, in the kitchen, two things. You definitely want to close the drains. If you have a garbage disposal, you want to keep the drain closed. You don't want the chi to just seep out. If you have the sink, you want to close that. You don't want the chi to go. Oh, wow. Y'all are off the hook in the chat room. Y'all are off the hook. But you want to make sure that you close up those portals so chi just doesn't run out. You want to make sure the window seals as well, too, is chi, is sealed so chi doesn't leak out. Okay, I want to say this because everybody in the chat rooms is talking about roaches. Ooh, I couldn't imagine bugs, you know, in a sacred space. Now, we know statistics will tell us that they can survive anything, okay? If you are living in an infestation, because there's a difference, you know, I'm from New York. If you have an infestation of roaches in your house, you need to do something about it because that's not a roach problem. That's a you problem. Be clear. That's not a roach problem. That's a you problem because if there's nothing to feed on, then they can't stay. You understand? They are the invited guests, not the uninvited guests. How do you invite them? By giving them something to feed on. Off of. If they have nothing to feed off of, they're not stopping at your crib. They're going on to the next space. Same thing with the mice. Who moved the cheese? If there's no cheese for them to be able to get to, they're not staying. There ain't nothing there. They got to go. So it's minimum things that you can do and let those nasty people let you, well, don't mean to call you nasty, but let those people who want to feed those invited guests, keep those guests there. Let them keep the guests there because, again, they're going to go where they're invited. They don't come in unless they've been invited. They're not coming in unless they've been invited. So that takes care of the rodents. For those of you who are having rodent roach talk, yeah, and it's definitely not cool to have to be in a space like that. And if you are, then you need to get out. I'm not going to shortchange it. I'm not going to tell you to feel what your spirit is telling you. Just get the hell out. How about that for an answer? Just get out. Yeah. Just get out. So know that they are definitely invited guests. You have to invite them in. And if you know, it's no different. It's no different than having someone come to your house. If you don't make them feel comfortable, they're not staying. Have you ever been somewhere and you felt uncomfortable? Oh, you're leaving. You're not going to stay. So the goal there is to make them feel uncomfortable so they can leave. You don't want to feed them. How do you feed them? Not doing your dishes, leaving food around, you know, not cleaning up. That's how you feed them. Okay, so now we're going to move on. Make sure you cover your drains in the kitchen. That's one of the ways that you can do it. How you can create prosperity in your house is through the burners on your stove. So you always want to make sure that the burners on your stove, whether it's gas or electric, that those things are clear and clean, as well as your oven, because that sort of is where the heat comes in. That's when those things just begin to rise up. So you can look at that as almost the heartbeat beating. You know, that's what fuels the heartbeat. So this is where we say, oh, she was cooking with so much love. And, you know, when my mother made this, she was putting all of her heart and soul into that food. This is where that comes from. So we're going to keep moving on. So clearing the clutter, and that's clearing the clutter everywhere, in the living room, in the bedroom, you know, just starting with the 15 minutes a day, making that commitment to you go through those things. Cleaning out your refrigerator, that's important. If you have spoiled food in there, if you, you know, you leave things that are past the expiration date, all of these things really just speaks to the emotional traumas of your heart. That's why it's there. If you have spoiled milk, you know how the saying goes, don't cry over spoiled milk. That's why they say that. So if you have spoiled milk, spoiled expired products, spoiled fruit, onions, you want to get that out of there. That's why you want to keep those things. You want to be conscious of those things that are in your refrigerator, and you want to make sure you get them out. You want to make sure that you get those things out. Well, good, good. Mm-hmm. So that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you take care of all of those things and do that. Now, some fragrances that you can use in the kitchen, you want to use those citrusy things. And you want to begin to use those citrusy things and put them into your sacred space and keep them there as well, too. You want to make sure if you have any leaky faucets, you want to take care of that, because that's chi going out, too. All of that is chi. It's speaking to what's going on with you on so many different levels. So you want to make sure you take care of that. So you're going to clean the clutter. An important place to take a look at is your entranceway, wherever that entranceway is to your house. Some people come in through their side door, their back door, their front door, their garage door. Wherever that entranceway is, that space needs to be clear. Not a whole bunch of shoes, people dropping off their coats. You don't want to clutter that space. You don't want to clutter the front door. This is sort of your outlook on the world of how you see things that is in front of you. This is what that is symbolic of. So you want to do that. You want to make sure. For those things, especially when it comes to sort of prosperity, you can use cinnamon. Someone wrote it in the chat room. Cinnamon is excellent for that. You can even get you a couple of sticks of cinnamon and boil them on the stove just to have that, or get a potpourri pot, and you want to do that as well. You want to put the cinnamon in there. So you want to take a look at these different objects that you have, and you want to examine them and ask yourself a couple of questions. Here's some of the questions you want to ask. What does this represent to me when you're getting ready to get rid of something? What does it represent to me, you know? You know, think about who's owned this before me. Is it something that someone gave to you? Is it something that, is it something someone passed on to you? Did someone make it for you? What about the person who gave it to you? You know, what about the person who actually, and begin to think about the deeper meaning of what this is, how you're connected to this particular object. And think about it. Does it make your energy go up, or does it make your energy go down? So you can actually take each one of those objects and begin to look at them and go through them. So now, let's take a look. We're going to talk about the threshold. When you're first coming in, when you're crossing the altar, this is really you leaving what projection you have of yourself on the outside world out there, and you're coming into your inner world, the things within. So once you get into the threshold and you cross over, this is the point where the outer and the inner world meet. So, you know, we talk about sort of that. We're going to also talk about things that you shouldn't have about at your front door. Things you shouldn't have in front of your front door. Sometimes people will have certain elements outside in front of their front door. make sure that it's not blocking the chi to come in your house. You don't want it to go flying in your house, but you don't. Have you ever drove down a block and seen a house or a space where nobody can stay there long? We have a couple of those in our neighborhood. Bad feng shui. And the reason is because directly where the house is sitting, there's a street that comes straight down, and then you either go left or right. But that house that's right there, anytime they put a fence up or anytime they put anything up, it falls down because there's too much chi moving too fast towards that space. So certain elements, they call them cures, feng shui cures, can be put in place to stop the chi from moving so fast. So you never want to buy a house and when you open your front door, there's a street that comes straight down. You don't want to do that. Not if you don't have to. Guarantee you that's why. There's a house that's in our town. Nobody can stay there more than 3 or 4 months. You'll start to get headaches. You'll start to feel sick. Your place can make you ill based upon where it is. This is some ancient science that our ancestors knew. So really be in touch with the elements. They knew this. Even if we look at the Native Americans, even when they would travel the land, based upon where different things were, they would not stop and set up camp because they knew the energy wasn't right. And so these are some of the things that you definitely need to look out for. So if you see a place, it's always good to go back and check it out there. Trees can help slow chi down. It can. But a lot of times it can be very, very strong too. So you can put cures up to slow some of the chi down. So what takes the hit is going to be trees, plants. You can put certain things in place. And I've seen them work on some occasions. But they definitely need to be, like there's a one house that, it's a beautiful house. It's in a horrible location. So he had to put a very strong tree to hold it into its place. And what he had to get was a magnolia tree because they are very strong. See, that tree has got to be able to withstand that chi coming down the block, hitting right on that spot. And anybody who sleeps in those rooms, he had to put bushes in front of the house so you can have this. Now, I'll challenge all of you who really may not be familiar, and I see I know a lot of you are with feng shui, is to go look. If you go into certain neighborhoods, you're going to notice that everybody has white doors. As you get into the better neighborhoods, you're going to see the doors change. They're going to go to red, they're going to go to black, and they're going to go to gold. And the reason that they change the colors of the doors is because of these basic feng shui principles. This is why they do that. So in the lower end houses, see, architectures know this. They know this science. They know it in the city. They know it in the country. They know it if you live in the wilderness. They know this. These are principles that they know. So you'll notice that they'll be able to take a look. If you go in those high-end houses, you're not seeing no white doors. You're not going to see it. You go in certain neighborhoods, you're going to see black doors. You're going to see red doors. And you're also going to see gold doors. You're not going to see just your standard white door. You're not going to see that. You're not going to see that. So you'll see these principles being played out everywhere. We talked about it in the past shows. I talked about how restaurants use it. McDonald's hires a feng shui expert to come in. They hire a feng shui expert to come in to do the placement. Panda. What is it? The Panda, the Oriental Panda place, the Panda House, or whatever it's called. They hire him. They use certain colors to trigger certain things. But more than the color manipulation, they use the placement manipulation. Now, don't get me wrong. It's absolutely nothing wrong if you have a white door. There's nothing wrong with that. Because by all intents and purposes, you can paint your door green, purple, orange, red. If some of the energy is not right, it's not going to matter. You can have a white door. there are some things that you can do to have to put a reef on the door. You can do different things to really kind of get a cure for the door. The goal with this is to take those things that you need to change and not to become neurotic with this, because understand that even though we're talking about feng shui lightly here, this is really sort of a principle that people live their life by in all areas, not just home. Everything that they do, from astrology, this is by all intents and purposes, and I cringe to say this, but I'll say it in a kind of a way, you can almost look at it like a religion, because that's how it's being used. Some people are that serious about it, especially when you go to the East. They don't do anything unless it is based off of feng shui. They're not doing it. So I'm going to tell you to get that neurotic with it. But if you have some things that you want to begin to draw into your life and into your sacred space, these are some very good principles. Go back even further than the East, you know, back to ancient Kemet, that you can begin to look at these principles here. So the threshold of people coming in, this is you going into the world. So always remember that everything that is going on around you in your life, your home is reflective of that. I know you don't think that maybe that broken couch has anything to do with you, but yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It is a reflection of who you are. It's a reflection of what's going on in your internal world. It is a reflection. Now, let's move on and talk about the bedroom just a little bit here. You know, the bedroom, a very important room in the house. I think most of us would agree, excuse me. The bedroom is a very important place in the house. It's a place where we really kind of go into other realms, other realities. It's where we lay down and we go to rest. And some of the things that you can begin to do in the bedroom is, for one, the bedroom needs to be definitely, this is one of the things you need to think about in the bedroom. The bedroom should be like your personal sanctuary. It really should be, you know. This is the place where you should be able to go and really kind of feel that, what you want to feel, the bedroom. From your sheets to your blankets to your pillows, you know, all of these things. This is definitely important, the bedroom. I'm reading the chat room. If you guys, anyway, yeah. So the bedroom. So this is a place that you should think about some of those things that you're going to begin to put into your bedroom, from your bed, from your sheets. And you don't have to do all of that. Adding certain lightings, you know, making sure that it's not just too dark. Some people want to have the bedroom so dark and so gloom. And as a result of it, it can also impact your energy. It can pull your energy down and not have you be able to, you know, do what you need to do. So if you walk in a bedroom and you see it very dark and very gloomy, you know that this person, despite what they're trying to show you on the outside, is very shy. They're very shy. That's what it is. You know, very shy. On the other hand, you go in a bedroom and it's all lit up like it's Christmas. Why? Watch out. It might be a little bit of freakness going on up in there. So, yeah, you can tell a lot about people because of in their bedrooms, you know. A lot of times the closeness, the darkness and everything is really the person sort of trying to cloak themselves. They're trying to hide themselves, cloak themselves, you know, and really kind of hide in that particular space. So you want to do that. The living room, and I guess we can talk a little bit more about the bedroom here. I'll say this. You know, the bedroom is really that place of the subconscious mind. It's a reflection of that. So when you go in a person's bedroom, you can often see a lot of things about their subconscious mind that's happening with them. You know, what's going on in their life, what's, you know, what's impacting them on a different level, is to look at their bedroom. And particularly for those of us who have children, it's always important to help your children get into the place where they can manage their bedrooms, because it's also going to tell you about what's going on inside them. So if they're struggling with different things in their school, if they are, you know, having challenges maybe with their friends, having a hard time being able to communicate their thoughts, these things will begin to come out in their bedroom. And you can watch them about how they manage their clothes and how they manage their toys. So sometimes it's good to just kind of see what they can do on their own, you know, without having to tell them every single step of the way, pick this up, do this, put this there, put that there. You know, see what they can do on their own and watch that, because this, as a parent, is going to lead you into a position where you can begin to really help them manage how they control their feelings and their emotions, or nurture that part of themselves, because it tells you that. Mm-hmm. Now, I see you guys talking about mirrors. Mirrors can be tricky in certain locations according to feng shui principles. But I say it's 2012 and you get to do what works for you. So if a mirror is good, then you do it. Mirrors are used for many different things. If it's working, I say go for the mirror. If it's not, and you're manifesting and you're pulling in things you don't want to pull in, then think about the mirrors. So mirrors in the bedroom is not a bad idea. One thing I do want to talk to you about before we get deeper into the mirrors, and I'll talk about that some more, and plus I went in very hard about the mirrors in the last shows that I did on feng shui, is I want to talk to you guys about something that's even more important than mirrors in the bedroom. The number one thing that is important in the bedroom is the placement of your bed. There is a position that they call dead man's position. And if your bed is placed here, I guarantee you a couple of things is going on with you. You having headaches, backaches, you're dreaming, but they are some straight up nightmares. And you're not feeling so well. So, what is the dead man's position? I want you to take a look at where your door is in your bedroom. If you open your door and your door and the headboard to your bed is connected, that's the dead man's position. You need to move it. You need to move it. It's not necessarily a east to west. It's not a position that way, because doors can be placed anywhere in a room. I want to kind of keep it simple. I want you to think that if you open your door and your headboard is there, when you open the door and you can pull your door all the way back, let's say it opens in, and your headboard and the door is on the same side, that's called the dead man's position. Yes, your head needs to be away from the door. The bed needs to be positioned in the room so that you can see the door. Serious stuff. And I've talked to people who have had that, and they got some real strange things going on in their life. You need to move that bed. And I want you to just think about this. Let's come out of the principles of feng shui and let's just talk about some good old-fashioned common sense. If you have your bed there and you open up your door, you don't feel comfortable because you don't know who the hell is coming in that door. You can't see them. So it forms a sense of insecurity within you. Insecurity, when left untreated, builds anxiety in the body. Anxiety, when left untreated, builds trauma in the body. Trauma, when left untreated, causes disease, causes ailments, causes death. So So this is why they call this the dead man's position, because you keep your bed there, and that's where you headed. You need to move it. So anyone that does that, anyone that has their bed in that position, just try it. You know, let's just if you think I kind of know what I'm talking about, just move it and see how much better night's sleep you have. You want to have the bed in the position where you can see the door, period. This is not about east to west. I don't want you guys to start getting into the Bagua map and try to find different spaces. Don't put the bed there. Don't. You want to move it. So we can get deep with it, but I want to keep it simple and just tell you to move it. Move it. Try it, and you will see the energy is going to change. It's going to flow. I don't care how much room you have in the bed. You can put a catty corner. As long as when you're laying in that bed, you can see the door, you're good to go. You're good to go. So, yes, definitely you want to do that. You want to make sure that you're able to do that. Now, the other thing, electronics in the bedroom. Some people say you can't have electronics in the bedroom. It's not good. We know that electronics pull off and they have these things that they send off signals. And that's true. They do that. You know, you can get with Dr. Delbert Blair. He makes those, those little devices that you can put on there to keep it down. In a perfect world, don't put them in your bedroom. But I'm not totally completely against it. If it bothers you, you got to know DOADs. There you go. Thank you. So you can get with Dr. Delbert Blair. He sells those, and he makes them for computers, microwaves, cell phones, all kinds of things, and they work excellent. Big love to Dr. Delbert Blair. Love that brother as well. Amazing work. So if it bothers you to have something in your room and to have computers or anything, then don't do it. Then just simply don't do it. We're not all in the same space where we can separate those things from it, so you can. So just kind of work that a little bit. That is one of the things that they say, but if you're going to go that deep into the feng shui principles, then boy, oh boy, we got quite a few more shows to do. But it is good to remove those things out of your space. Now, I'm not going to tell you that. This is why other things, like I have a salt lamp, for instance. I know Esther has one as well, too. But I have a salt lamp, and I've had this salt lamp for many years. And I have them in almost every single room in my house. What it does is it removes all of the negative ions out of the air. It takes it out of the air. So if you're worried about that, there's also other crystals that you can begin to work with that you can help to pull this energy out of the room. It's a lot of different things that you can do. To begin to pull this out. And the Himalayan salt lamps are excellent. Yes, 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 yes. Esther's saying it in the room, and I definitely can tell you, I love them. Love the Himalayan salt lamps. If you don't know, you can just Google it and you can find it, because they are amazing. And I have them in every single room in my house. You can buy the little tea lamps. You can also buy the plug-in lamps. And another thing that you can do is you can actually get one of Rain's dream catchers, because it has the crystals in there. It has all of the things in there that will also protect you from that as well, too. So you have so many different things that you can actually do to kind of curb this energy if you're just not in the perfect space where you can do that. Y'all are silly. So, yeah, that's definitely what you want to do. You want to make sure that you're using these things, that you're getting this information, and that you're using these things as cures for your environment, because, again, this is your big altar. You cannot separate it. Your altar is not just that thing that you have in the corner of your room or in your living room. The altar is everywhere. Your whole house is your altar. So you need to definitely pay attention to those things that is in your altar. So let's see. We're going to move on to the living room, the communication portal of the house. You can think of it almost like your throat chakra. Same thing. You want to make sure that this is a space where people can come and you, most importantly, feel comfortable communicating in the living room. You want to make sure that this is a place where people come and they can do this. This is where relationships are formed. This is where members of the house come together. It's really where you build a community center in the home. Now, here's something else, and I'm going to talk to you about placement of furniture. Placement of furniture in your house. When you come in your house, and if you have a living room set, some people have sort of, what do you call those sets? Those sectionals that go around or, or maybe you just have a sofa set there, maybe just a couple of chairs there. I want you to just be conscious of where you're placing things. Two things. Think about where the opening is to your front door, because you want the chi to be able to come in and move around very freely into this sacred space. And you can do this by placing the chair, by placing sort of a table, a lamp. This is just, think of this as almost like a kundalini, sort of a snake. Just if you were a snake and you were coming in the house and you were just kind of weaving yourself in and out of the living room, you want to give yourself an opportunity to do that. If you have sort of a front door and a back door, let's say they face each other, whether it be in your apartment or whether it be in your house, then what you have to do is definitely put some cures in place so you can slow the chi down. Otherwise, what happens is the chi is moving straight in your house and out. So that's also, when we connect it with chi, we're talking about prosperity. So you want to slow the chi down. How can you slow it down? By placing a rug on the floor. So if you have cement floors, some people have bamboo floors, some people have tile floors, you may even have a carpet on the floor. You want to place something so the chi has a place to slow down and it's not running straight in the house and straight out the house. This is another cure that you can actually do. You can place a chair, you can place different little things, a coffee table, different things in there, in the house. And then I want you to do a little bit of shape shifting, because this is always good to do, to shape shift, is to begin to look at the things in your house. Look at your couch, look at the coffee table, look at the things that are in there, and take some moment and really shape-shift yourself into this particular object. How does it make you feel? Some people have furniture that was passed down from family members. And, if you got a chair that your mama gave you, but you can remember when you was 10 getting beat, leaning over this chair, you're not going to feel good about that chair. I don't care. If you got a chair in your house and you came in your house and you caught your man kissing on some other woman in that chair, you're not going to want that chair. That chair has got to go. So think about it. Hey, I'm just putting it out there. Somebody can relate, I'm sure, about that. I'm just putting it out there. But if you have these kind of memories, see, I told you somebody could relate. If you have these kind of memories, you may not be able to keep this chair. It may have to go because it's just bringing your energy down too much. We know that everything is energy and matter. It's made up of these atoms that make up energy, that they have their own essence. They have their own spirit. Now, there is sort of kind of like a ritual you can do. And in the first show that I did, or the second one, I think it's Sacred Space Clearing, I take you on a meditation where you can actually shape shift into the object, and so that you can talk to the essence of the object, the spirit, and you can actually figure out what it is. In some cases, you can shift that energy. You can shift. some cases you can actually change it. You can change the energy so the object is still there, but you're going to need to really kind of connect with that energy. If you don't connect with it, then you have something in your sacred space that's not good for you. It's not good for your spirit. It pulls your spirit down. Some people, you know, when I've been in sessions with them, say, I'm fine until I walk in my house. And so what happens is we tend to take that out on our mate. Not that the mate may not be the problem. Our children, different things. When all essence, it may be everything that's in your sacred space that really is really getting to you, and it really has nothing to do with people, but it's time for you to really get into some real funky feng shui and do some cleaning, change some things around, get some things out of the house, change it, shift it. Another thing that you want to think about is if you have a chair in the living room and it's the back of the chair is facing the door. Now, here's something else, and you can try this out. It's a cool little trick. Use it responsibly, as Brother Panic would say. If you have a guest come over and you don't want them to stay, put them in that chair. Let them sit in the chair with their back to the door, and I guarantee you they won't stay long. They won't stay long. They'll be up. And they will go. I talked about this on the show I did last year or the year before. Oh, they're not going to stay. They're going to leave because they're feeling that energy and they're facing that position. It is so serious when we talk about the principles of feng shui that even in the Asian culture where they practice this sort of, you know, as their culture, that when you're sitting at the table, they sit the elder of the table or the father. Let's just do a family. The man of the house sits where he can see everything, the door. He can see everything that's going on around him. He's in that position. He's in the position of power where he can actually sit at that table and he can see everything going on in that house. Next to him sits his wife, and his wife sits on the right-hand side. And then the oldest son sits on the left-hand side. And where do you put the little children? You put them with their backs to the door. This does two things. One, in the person who sits in the seat of position of power is the protector. In most cases, that's the man of the house. In some cases, it may be you, the mother of the house. But whoever that is, that sits in the position of power. The children, particularly the younger ones, sit with their backs to the door. This helps to build a relationship between the parent and the child to know, you know how we say, you got my back? This really helps to build a relationship so that the children can trust their parents. Oftentimes now, when you go into someone's house, who do you see sitting in the positions of power? The children. There's no trust going on there. You will see that. If you go in a house and you see the man naturally sitting himself with his back and his woman there, in most cases, you will know who the dominant one is in that house because instinctively, they're going to take that position. They're never going to want to be where their back is. Now, somebody said that this kind of sounds like some Godfather stuff. You know, some gangster stuff. And it really is. Our ancestors were the biggest gangsters. They're what? That's how do you think they even knew how to be gangsters? So it is some gangster stuff, but it's some very real stuff. Because you're remembering these are some ancient principles that was built upon at a time where that fight or flight was some serious work. I mean, we talk fight or flight. You know, these days we let everything get our damn adrenaline running. If we can't pay a light bill, if we're about to lose our cell phone, we in fight or flight mode. That's small change. You know, that's small change. But when you really had to be in the position where if you fell asleep, if you weren't paying attention, then you might wake up and not have a wife or kids anymore. Oh, you would start taking your position a little bit more serious. It wouldn't be some funny stuff then, because you'd really know, oh, this is not a game. This is for real. And I need to be in the position of power so I can do what I need to do. So we take a lot of things for granted. And so even though we think the world is scary, we don't really believe that shit until something happens. And then all of a sudden we want to holler, oh, it's a crazy world. Well, the world has already been crazy. We forgot the principles to protect ourselves from the craziness. And so a lot of these ancient principles that we are now calling feng shui is now the principles that we should begin to adopt again. These things are common sense. And even when it comes to looking at a particular place that you're going to walk into. Have you ever walked into a place, thought about buying an apartment, and just something about the layout just jived you wrong? You didn't like the way it was. You know? You didn't like the fact that one bedroom was over here and then all of these bedrooms are over there. Someone asked the question, if you were born with Asian genes, you know, do you subconsciously go to the principles of feng shui? I'll do you one better. It has nothing to do with you being Asian. We're all instinctively have these principles. They're just the ones who really was more of the keepers of this, and they coined it what they call feng shui. Because if you begin to do the history and you go back to the first show that I did, you will see that in our ancient ancestors in Kemet use these same principles. Africa, all of that. Hundreds of thousands of years ago before it was called feng shui. This is why when you're even looking at some of the other things, what you'll find is that what you will actually find is you will not find square houses. You'll find only round houses. Why? Because they believed that corners is where evil lied. That's where evil was, in the corners. So they had no houses with corners. They were all round. No corners. When you're watching horror movies, where does people always come? They come out the damn corner to get you. If you look around in your house, leave a corner space that's free and you don't have anything in there. I guarantee you, unless it's a door, unless it is something, you're going to see two things in your corner. You can go in any corner in your house right now, and unless you clean it, you're going to see that's where all the dust flies, that's where all the dirt goes. You're going to see all kinds of things in the corner. You're going to see those things in your corner. So these are principles that we all have access to. This is the purpose of doing this show, is to let you know. You don't have to be Asian to understand feng shui or to do these principles. This is something that's instinctive in you. Now it's time to act upon it. But we've become so indoctrinated into so many different things in our lives that certain things don't mean anything to us. But what happens? Something like somebody breaking a damn mirror. All of a sudden, oh, no, I'm going to have 10 years of bad luck. Where are you getting that from? Where are you getting that from? But you're holding on to a broken dish that you're feeding your family and your kids and your man out of every night. Why are you doing that? What's the difference? Why you got a cracked glass in your cabinet? So all of these principles, all of these things really go together. You can begin to use it so you can pull positive chi, positive energy in your life and begin to work with it. Oh, just got to love it. So the kitchen is really associated with fire energy. We know fire is about reputation and it's about fame. We talked about that in the beginning. So I just kind of want to recap there a little bit so we can get into some other things. And think about it. Have you ever been over to somebody's house and they got a nasty kitchen? That kind of ruins their reputation, doesn't it? So you want your fame and fortune? You want that? Fame and fortune. You want that. If you want some fame and fortune, then you definitely want to keep your kitchen clean, because it's nothing that'll really shoot you better out of that fame and fortune reputation is somebody to say so-and-so got a nasty kitchen. Rule number one, when I grew up, you don't go to bed with a dirty kitchen. You just don't do it. My mother didn't believe in it. You don't. She had a lot of rules for the house. And I understand why, and I'm very thankful for them. But you don't go to bed with a dirty kitchen. That's the heart of the house. That's where the fire is. You know, this is where these things are, in the kitchen. The kitchen should be light and airy. You want the chi to fly through. You want to be able to open up the windows and let the sun shine in the kitchen. This is the place of your health and your vitality. If your heart's not beating well, then nothing else functions either. Now, the bathroom. Bathrooms should always be clean. Bathrooms should always be clean. It's the laboratory. The bathroom. The bathroom represents cleansing and purification. It's where we go to release things out of our lives. This is where we release things. So the bathroom, relaxation, cleanliness, releasing, this is where the bathroom is. It should always be clean. Should be well ventilated, should have lights. Nice colors, greens and blues are very good in the bathroom. Blue sort of represents the water. You know, it's that medium for cleansing, purification. The green represents life for new growth and new beginnings. This is the bathroom. You want to keep the bathroom clean. You want to make sure. And guys, you know, us ladies have been telling you this for years. For years. And years. Put the toilet seat down. Close the toilet seat. Yes, Kalimar, put the toilet seat down. Close the toilet. Make sure you close it. You know, no wetness on the seats. And get your aim right. You know, this is our biggest complaint. Very good reason. Let me tell you a principle. This is one of the main portals that will suck out positive chi. So always keep it closed. If you're not using the bathroom, you need to make sure you close the toilet seats, as well as the tub drain, as well as the sink drain. You want to keep all of those things closed. Now, if your toilet, because our house speaks to us in so many different ways. And on one of the shows that I did, the prior Feng Shui shows, I actually tell you how you can get in touch with the spirit of your house, because your house has a spirit. You don't believe it? Look at a house that's been locked up, closed, and nobody has gone in it. That house will start to rot because it has to communicate with you. It has to tell you things. This is what's going on with me. If there's no life in that house, it will rot from the inside out. I don't care how new the house is. I don't care how the house could be spotless, but that house will start to die and rot away. It will start to die and rot away from the inside because it needs to have that communication with you. So it's important that you're able to listen to the spirit that's in your house. I even show you and talk about on the show. I'm not going to get in. We're not going to have time to get into it. But if you're getting ready to move, and let's say the place that you live, it was beautiful, it was wonderful, you had great times there. You can even connect with the spirit in your house and say, hey, check it out. We're getting ready to move, but you can come with us. We want to keep this energy. Come over here with us. To the new house, talk to the new house and say, hey, check it out. I got a spirit that's going to come here too. You guys are going to get along perfect. You can do that. Sacred space clearing, which is a little different. It talks about clearing the energy through smudging, through using incense. You can do it through music. You can do it through clapping. You can do it with your mate. You can actually get into some real sexy kind of stuff and clear the energy in your house. I talked about that before, but you can smoke it out that way. But I want to kind of keep us here because there's so much that we can cover. Again, I encourage you to go back and listen to those other shows. It's a wealth of information there. I wanted to touch on this because we're coming into this time where it is spring cleaning time. It's time to really, if you haven't been doing this work, it's time to get into that new beginning and do this. If you have small children in your house, you don't want to smoke the whole house out. You can use lavender. You really can. So you can use lavender to spray in the house. You can also use sandalwood. I tell you how to make moon water. All these really cool things that you can do. Because the first step is clearing the house. But you can also speak to the spirit of the house and know that the house will talk to you. It will. It'll tell you when things are wrong. When your plumbing and all of that stuff gets backed up, this is really a sign that is telling you that there's some things going on in your life that's blocked. When you're having problems with your creative expression and productivity, ask yourself, is there some things blocked? If your toilet overfloods, oh, you backed up. It's letting you know. Your house will speak to you. Light bulbs blowing out, flickering off and on, sign of transformation. It's a big sign of transformation. A lot of transformational energy. You may walk in the house, cut on the light, boop, light bulb go. People have told me, Miss Blue, light bulbs are blowing all over the place. It's also a sign that you need to begin to pay attention to what's going on. So very, very good. So if you live in a basement, and I know for some of you who live in the city, sometimes, you know, you don't really get to do, just know that you're living in your subconscious mind. So even more than ever, it is time for you to begin to do that. It's time for you to begin to really get into your subconscious thought, because a basement really represents that. It needs to be clear of clutter, definitely. And it definitely needs to be in a place that is clean, that the energy can flow through it very, very freely. You need to make sure that you keep things off the ground. When you look around and you see things that are down on the floor, I'm not talking about things you purposely put on the floor, but some things you may not purposely put on the floor that's down there, know that those are things that is bringing your energy down. All of those things are bringing your energy down. If you have to struggle to get from your bed to your bathroom and you're tripping over stuff and you're knocking over stuff and you have to step over things, you're creating obstacles in your life. If you have to do that anywhere in your house, you're creating obstacles in your life. If there are things that's constantly out of your reach that you need on a day-to-day basis but you can't get to them, then this is symbolic about you having things to always reach for things and not achieving them in your house. So you need to put them in a good position where you can reach for them. But if you know you always need that book and it's always up on that shelf and you can never get that, then no. Then no. You're creating situations in your life that you're not going to be able to obtain. So things stored up under your bed, not a good thing. Not a good thing. You're really implanting things within the subconscious. Really implanting things within your subconscious. So you don't want to sleep with things up under your bed. You want to leave that so that the energy and the chi can flow free and nothing is blocking it. But if you have a lot of things stored up under your bed, then you're not going to get that. You may even find that it's hard for you to go into the dream state. You may not be able to rest the way that you need to. Windows and doors. Somebody asked me about that. Windows and doors. Windows and doors, really, these are the eyes to the home, you know? This is the eyes to your home. This is how you see the world. This is how you see the outside world. So that's why it's important to don't do things like put aluminum foil up in your window. I had to say that. Every time I see that, that blows me away. You know, if you have curtains that are broken and damaged, then this is sort of the perception of how you see the world. And really what my intention is for you to take away from this show is to recognize the magic of feng shui is there and that the magic is all around you. And where you can begin to see exactly what's going on with you, how you're managing things in your life, whether that be on a spiritual level or whether that be on a physical level or whether that be on a mental level, is to look around in your sacred space. Don't just look at your altar. Don't just pull out your little crystals. Don't just pull out your little pad and your piece of paper, but look at everything. Look at everything, because all of that is a reflection of you, and every single item that is being placed in your house, every single thing that you have, from the scents that you smell, from the fabric, from the colors, from the objects, to the bedding, to where you put your couch, where you put your chair, is a reflection of you. How you see yourself and what is going on with you. Now, even though I know some of you want to walk into that one room and close the door and just pretend that that doesn't exist, and that's not true. That's a part of you too. So this is a great opportunity, especially with us coming up on what we know as the new year, to begin to look at these things in feng shui and see what kind of cures you need to begin to make and really just do them with 15 minutes a day. 15 minutes a day. And begin to take care of these things. Begin to bring more things in your sacred space that is a reflection of you. Bring more things in your space. A bamboo plant. I talked about this on one of the Blue Blast calls and also on the Know Your Magic line. It's one of the fastest growing plants on the planet. It is the plant of prosperity. It takes very little to grow. So I definitely recommend you get a bamboo plant. You can pick it up at a grocery store. You don't even have to go anywhere fancy. And put that in your sacred space. This is also going to be symbolic of you growing, that you're changing, that you're growing. We know nothing stays the same but change. Nothing stays the same but change. So now, if you're having electrical problems in your house, of course you want to get that taken care of. You don't want to sit around and say, oh, this is a feng shui principle and this is some meaning. You definitely want to take care of it. You want to look at that and take care of it as well. And know that electrical problems, when they happen, this is really a metaphor for what is going on within your system. You know, how is your nervous system being impacted? You know, what things are going on with you? It doesn't mean you have to get rid of anything. I see a couple of people are saying, oh, well, I need to get rid of this and I need to get rid of that. Maybe, maybe not. You get to decide. We're talking about things that you want to change in your home that is bringing your energy down. If it's bringing your energy up, whether it be a cracked cup, whether it be some dirty dishes, I say go for it. I say go for it. But if it's bringing your energy down, then you definitely want to begin to do that. You definitely want to begin to do that. Think about pictures. You know, think about pictures. You have pictures in your home, and it's good to have pictures in your home, but you also want to have something living in your home besides yourself. So whether it's a plant, whether it's animals, some little fish swimming around, you definitely want to have something other than yourself living in your space. Just really, really good principles to definitely live by. So you definitely want to do that. Lots of things. We're talking about magic, and we're also talking about the magic of feng shui. So many things you can do. Clear the clutter is the first thing. Once you clear the clutter, then you want to begin to get into the sacred space, charging the energy in the space. You want to clear the energy in the space and then charge it. You can do it many different ways. You can use an incense. You can smoke the place out. You can do it that way with sage, setting the intention to remove all of the negative energy from out of the space. That's one of the ways you can do it. Another way is you can use instruments to do it. So if you have bells, you can do the bells. It will do it. The frequencies and the sounds and the vibration is what's going to change that energy. You can use music. I want you to begin to think about music in your home for certain rooms. Here's another thing that you definitely should think about is that you need to make sure that if you have a house, that you go in every single room of your house every day. You need to open your front door, even if you're coming in through another door or the back door. You need to open those doors and you need to bring your energy into that space. So if you have a room in your house that you're not using, you should do that. Now, salt is always good. You can use salt and you can clear that. There is, if you listen to the old show that I did, you will see where I talked about when Azariah Bey came on the show and he talked about the pennies, and Brother Panic has spoke about this too, and also using salt to do that. That's a part of the clearing, and then you have to go and you can, you know, you're going to have to vacuum the salt up. You can leave it down, but eventually you do want to get the salt up. It will evaporate itself, but you're going to clean the salt up. So you can use salt. You can use lavender. You can use music. Music is one of the best charges there is. You can use your simple, you don't need anything outside of yourself to clear this energy. You can clap and clear the energy in the sacred space. The first thing you're going to do when you go in the room, you're going to walk in a clockwise position, clap, then walk in a counterclockwise position and clap. Go into all the corners and do your clapping. Just really let the spirit lead you. As you're clapping, what you're doing is clapping away the negative energy. If you have your mate or your partner, you can do it too. I call this exercise that I give out in the readings, walking the labyrinth. Brother Bobby Hemmett actually has a labyrinth that he has. You can actually contact him, get it, blow it up. You can walk the labyrinth. Do it first through the labyrinth and then make the house your labyrinth, because it is. You're walking the labyrinth as you go through your house. So there's another book by Stephanie Roseberg that's called Sticks and Stones and Roots and Bones. And she goes into that. If you want to get into using garlic and onions and putting an orange over your doorway, putting certain things outside of your house. If you want to get into all of those, which comes from a lot of those come from voodoo practices, which is there. It comes from a lot of the ancient practice of putting different things. Her book gives out recipes. It gives out, she goes in deep. This is her work. This is her practice. This is everything that she's done. And she has the recipes in there that you can do for even making washes from your floors, how to do that. She goes through the whole thing, everything. So that excellent book, Sticks and Stones, Roots and Bones by Stephanie Roseberg. I've given it out before, but this is a good time to give it out. Lots of things in there. Goddess Rainwater has so many things, from candles to, help me out, Rain, from her candles, from her dream amps, from all of her charging energy crystals, things that she makes that you can actually begin to put and use inside your sacred space to begin to clear that energy. You can use that. There's recipes inside Sticks and Stones and Roots and Bones where she tells you about Florida water. She tells you how to make all kinds of stuff that's in there. And it's an excellent book. It's one of the first books that I ever got, and I just love it. I love it. It's so much good information there. And it doesn't just come from one particular place. It comes from all over. So it's just kind of like a hodgepodge of things. If you don't have that book, that's an excellent one. She tells you how to do all kinds of baths. She tells you different anything you can think of, it's in there. She tells you the history about where brooms are. She tells you about all of that, you know, all of those things. So that's a good adjacent to go with, as well as, you know what, I'm not looking in the chat room right now, but those are some great resources where you can go and you can begin to get things for feng shui. This is a great time. This is a great time to start doing your clearing, making sure you're clearing your clutter first, because before you get ready to try to shift the energy, you need to clear the clutter first. That's step one. I can't stress that enough. So before you even get into the place where you're trying to change the energy, clear the clutter, because that's a lot of where the energy is holding on to. It's holding on to that, those things of clutter. So you want to get rid of it. You know, look at things and really just do an honest assessment when you pick something up. Does this make my energy go up or does it make my energy go down? What does it do? That's very simple. We don't have to get all scientific and woo-woo-ish about this. These are some very basic principles that you can use, and it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to do. You don't have to go out and buy all of these elaborate things to make it happen. Really, the magic begins with you, and first recognizing that not just the altar that's in the corner, but everything in your sacred space, from the cover, from the television, from your computer, from the towels that you have. That's another important thing. We'll talk about that in a minute. That is your altar. All of that is your altar. When you step across that threshold, when you cross from the outer world and you come into the inner world, that's all you. From the kitchen to the bathroom to every room in your house, it's all you. So, clear the clutter, you know, energize your space. After you've cleared the clutter and cleared away, if you have negative energy, maybe you don't have negative energy in your home, you just want to clear the clutter, because clutter doesn't necessarily mean negative, but if you want to begin to bring some things into your space, this is another way to do it. We always talk about the different elements, the earth, the air, the fire, the metal, the wood, the water. Well, this is a way, an ancient principle of how we've been bringing this energy, calling things to us. And we can do it through the science of understanding energy. We want to say money is currency, which it is. So if you need currency to flow, if you need some prosperity in the form of money, then you need to get with this feng shui. Go back, listen to those other shows I did, as well as this show. Lots of great information there of how you can get started today. Not that you got to wait. You ain't got to wait for UPS. You ain't got to order nothing. You ain't got to call nobody. You can start today doing that. You can start right now while you're listening to this show. You know that piece of paper that's on the floor. Pick it up. You know, pick it up, because it's pulling your energy down. And for those of you who know that, you are pulling the energy down. You know what is pulling your energy down. Yes, you sure can. Yes, you can. You can change the energy over your computer by clapping. Yes, you can. Everything that you need, you have within you. We know that. Yeah, we know that. So look at your sacred spaces, begin to change the energy where it needs to be changed. What I'm going to do at this time is 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Call in. We have about an hour left to go in the forum and talk about it. Somebody wanted me to speak about plastic on the chairs. plastic on the chairs. You know, I think it's a personal preference. If it works for you, I say keep the plastic. But really, the plastic is a sign that there's some things out of control in your house. So you're putting the plastic there. It's a form of protection so that someone won't come in and destroy something that you value so much. So either one or two things, either the people come in are disrespectful to your sacred space. And if they're disrespectful, they kind of see you as being disrespectful. Or either you don't have the guts, the intestinal fortitude, the estrogen to tell them when they come in your sacred space, it is sacred and they need to respect it as such. When people walk into my home, I don't even have to tell them to take their shoes off. They do it instinctively. Because when they cross that threshold, they know that they are crossing into sacred ground. They know that. I don't tell them. There's no big sign on my door to say, take off your shoes. There's none of that. I don't say anything. They gather themselves together from the littlest to the oldest, and they politely start to take off their shoes because they know that I consider my space sacred, therefore they make it sacred when they enter. So bottom line, you know, it's about that reflection. You want people to treat your space sacred, then make it sacred. If it's sacred to you, if it's sacred to you, then it will be sacred to others. But energy don't really lie. So people know when you don't take care of stuff in your house, they're not going to take care of it when they come over either. So that's just a rule that I go by. I don't have to tell anybody what to do when they come in my house. They know what to do. You know, kind of like the song goes, they know, they know. So that's what you want. You want them to know. And really the goal is when people come into your sacred space for their frequency to be raised. When they leave, they should be on some other stuff. Not based upon you running your mouth and teaching them something, based upon they just came into a sacred space. A space where intention and purpose, where you've given a little bit of thought. The thought that you sometimes give when you're trying to put on your clothes or you're trying to get your hair together. It's amazing how so many people walk outside the door and they are so together. You go in their house and you're like, whoa. See, because that's the real inner world. You get to see them for who they are. Yeah. Somebody has a real big problem with the plastic on the chair. Now, for my older brothers and sisters that come from the old school, I'll say this. I know that that's a different time. That's a different era. If it works for you, it works for you. Miss Blue, what are your intel on these principles regarding an open house? Somebody asked a question about an open house. If you're a real estate agent in an open house or you're trying to sell your house, same thing, same principles. If you're trying to sell your house, the number one thing that you want to do, you need to make your house look like you're about to move. If you still got pictures up and it looks too much like you, nobody's going to want to move in because you haven't left. You have to begin to take your spirit, your energy down. So as you're taking things out of the house, you do need to tell the spirit of the house, hey, look, I'm getting ready to leave. Okay, so you're trying to sell a house. If you're trying to sell a house, then you need to take pictures down. All personal pictures need to come down, first of all. Everything that is personal. You kissing on your girl, you know, you laying on the beach, that needs to come down. Nobody wants to see that. They want to be able to visualize themselves in your home. So you got to remove yourself out of the picture. That's the biggest mistake that people make, because what happens is people come in and it's so comfortable and it is so you that they don't want to move in. They can't visualize themselves in the house. So you definitely have to make sure that you take these elements down. You want to take down things that are personal to you. You want to be able to give them some sort of vision, but not with you. And then be very honest as you're packing up and really just sort of do a little ritual and speak to the spirit of your house and say, check it out, I want to go. It's time for me to move on and you can come with me, but I need to sell this house. So I need you to act right. Don't be acting like you don't want to leave. You don't want me to leave because then I can't sell the house. There was a sister. She was trying to sell her house. She was in New York, and we did sort of like a feng shui session, and I said, well, your house isn't selling because you still live there. So you need to get all your stuff and you need to pack it up. I'll tell you one of the shows that I love watching. I don't really watch TV, but HGTV, oh, that's my ish right there. I love it because I love decorating. I love design. I love seeing placement. Colors is my thing. I can feel them, taste them, see them. Fabrics. You know, there's a show called Divine Design with Candace Olsen on HGTV. That's more my style. I like that kind of style. That's just me. I like different textures and fabric, and I really like for things to be an experience. When I walk in, I want to have an experience in my house. I want to be able to go in the living room and have an experience. And I did my living room based on all of the principles of feng shui. And really about how does I want, what do I want you to say when you walk in? And that's one of the things back in the day when I would do consultations for clients. What do you want people to feel when they come in? I want them to say, wow. Well, I'm going to get you to say, wow. Not based on I got the most expensive thing in my house. That's not it. It is the energy, because the whole goal is to raise the frequency of the person's energy. So sometimes my friends will stop by and be like, oh, I was on my lunch break. I just came over here. I just feel so much better in this space. Well, you can have that in your space, and you're supposed to. And then for my children, you know, this world is so crazy. It's so much going on. We're so busy doing this, going to school, do this. I always wanted that place, that home, to be where they could come and feel safe, feel free to be who they are, and just knew that this was their sacred space. Truly my castle. Truly that. That's what I wanted for my family. And as a result, all of their friends, this became the hangout spot. It still is for Baby Blue. This is where everybody comes to hang out. That's my goal. You may have your own personal goal for your sacred space and what you want that space to be. But for me, it is about raising the frequency of everyone, myself first included, that lives in that space, and then anyone who comes in that space. And I don't want you guys to get this twisted. This is not about having the finest decorating pieces. It has nothing to do with that. It is just about recognizing that your house is your huge altar. So when we talk about, did you make an altar? This is how you communicate with the spirit world. This is how you communicate with your higher self. And so, yes, that altar is that bridge between that. But no, every single day that you step out your door and you step back in, that you're crossing the altar. You're coming in the altar. And when you can begin to recognize that, then things are going to look very different for you. No one's going to have to tell you to get rid of the rusty spoon, because who wants a rusty spoon on their altar? Who wants that? No one's not going to tell you that these towels that you've had for the last 10 years that have been ripped and the color is faded, you got bleach on it and, you know, dye in it and all kind of spots and stains. No one's not going to have to tell you that, hey, check it out, you can throw those towels away and you can go to JCPenney's and you can buy a towel for $2 and replace it. You're going to instinctively know that. So we have all these high-tech phones, and I get it, because, you know, I got me a little high-tech phone. I get it. We want the gadgets. We want to be able to say we got the hottest new toy on the block, and, you know, we want to sign up for all these things online, and, you know, we want to be on all of these different places and have the internet going. But for me, I tell you, if I had to go down to the bare basics, there is absolutely nothing I will put before my sacred space. Nothing. Because I know, I recognize that that is me. That's how I treat me. And if I let that go, then everything else is subject to go too. Everything else is subject to go. So your sacred space should be sacred to you. And how you're going to know that reflection, like I said, from other people who are in this space with you, as well as people who visit the space. Their frequency is going to be raised because your frequency is raised. It can't help but be. If you charge your space, anybody coming in there, they got to feel charged when they leave. What else can they feel? So it's not about doing it for anybody else. This is for you. But I take you back to the saying that I said in the beginning. If you find yourself telling someone, excuse my house, excuse my house, then as I believe it's the sister is saying in the room, you know, who are you doing that for? You ain't even doing it for yourself at that point. Who are you doing it for? For them? No. So your sacred space should be for you. That's why it's your sacred space. And you should keep it sacred. Whatever that sacredness is for you, it may be very different for you than it is for somebody else. We have listeners all over the world based upon where we live and what we have going on. That could be so different. You don't need 5 rooms for it to be sacred. You know, you can have 1 room and it can be sacred. You can have 1 space. Often I have a lot of you guys who are in college and say, well, I share a room. Just because you share a room don't mean your space can't be sacred. What that got to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. So you can do feng shui everywhere. One of my challenging areas is feng shui on my computer. Sometimes I have files all over the place. But feng shui your car. Ladies, feng shui your purse. I do that every Sunday night. I feng shui my purse. Just get rid of the stuff you don't need. Receipts and, you know, all kinds of little crazy stuff. Brothers, please feng shui your cars. Do that. Most of y'all are pretty good, but feng shui your cars. Feng shui your closets. Feng shui your shoes. You know, feng shui it. You know, get it right. So, magical tips for feng shui. Lots of things that you can do. I'm going to take your calls now. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Is the number to call. Call in. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. If you have a question or a comment, do that as well. We have about 39 minutes left to go in the show tonight. Maybe we'll do some elemental readings. Maybe I'll pull some elements for you guys tonight. Maybe we'll have a chance to kind of do some of that little bit of feng shui tonight. How does that sound? Yes, yes. Closets are a big one. That's connected to the subconscious. So the closets are the big ones. All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the first caller. It looks like calling in from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Lutis. Kendra from Louisiana.
Oh, greetings, Kendra. How are you?
Finding you. I had a comment. I just wanted to say I've been in agreement with you since I got on Facebook this morning. I see your status about not aborting anything. I mean, I'm just in agreement for the whole show, and I just wanted to be a support to you, and I just wanted to say that comment right there.
Aw, thank you very much. And for those of you who don't know what she's speaking about, I last night after taking a very long shower, yeah, it was a long shower. that's another show. But anyway, after taking a very long shower, I got out of the shower and I was just thinking about some of the things, you know, that personally I've been working on and personally that I've been doing. And one of the things that came to mind, I said, you know, I don't really believe in abortion. And, of course, I was speaking symbolic, but I want you to understand, for those who heard the comment that she made, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. But one of the things that I said, I believe in carrying things full term. But sometimes what happens when you have that dream, when you have that vision, and you first start out, sometimes you're not even intending to become pregnant with it. Sometimes it's just a thought. You know what I mean? I think about so many years ago when I first started this radio show. I really wasn't trying to become pregnant with it. It was just a thought. Next thing you know, I was pregnant. Next thing you know, I gave birth. Next thing you know, here's the remix. It was created. So sometimes we do become pregnant. We have these dreams. We have these visions. We have these things that are going on with us. And one thing I recognize for myself, because I always challenge myself to keep learning, to keep growing, is that I do believe in carrying things full term. And that hasn't always been easy for me. There's been times that things have been aborted. You know, I think back when I was young and I was holding on to these different dreams and these different ideas, but I had a miscarriage. It left me. Some of them I even had an abortion with. I just aborted it. I let it go. I gave the dream up based upon people around me, based upon what people said, based upon what I thought I believed in myself or I didn't believe in myself. So it was a lesson that I learned for myself, is that I don't believe in abortion. I do believe in carrying things full term. And for anyone out there that has a dream, that has a vision, no matter what nobody tells you, even no matter what this crazy-ass world shows you, know that just hold on. Carry that to full term. Full term for some of us may not be 1 month. Full term for some of us may be 6 years. It may be 10 years. It may be 9 months. It may be 8 months. It may be 7 months. But hold it till it's full term. Sometimes it may even be interesting. We may even want to have a premature birth because we're so excited about it. We just want to push it out. Take the baby before it's time. And even if you're taking a dream before its time, it has to get nurtured. It has to get extra love. It has to be cared for. It has to be put into a sacred space. You have to do extra things to nurture this dream, this idea, this vision. So hold on to that vision. Hold on to the dream. Carry it to term. You know, carry it to full term. Then give birth. When you begin to give birth, then it can become the biggest, I think I put up, Kendra, the biggest, the most beautiful cosmic orgasm that this planet has ever seen. <I'm> So, yeah. That's what you want to do. You want to show them that, oh, this birth came from some serious sperm and egg.
Yes,
this is a real big bang. You know that when this one comes out, it was some serious lovemaking going on. We was getting down for real. So, that's what you do. You carry it. You carry it. You carry it to term. You carry it to term. And there was a beautiful sister like yourself, Kendra, on Facebook that told me that she actually struggled with this on the physical form, that she was pregnant, but she thought about aborting the baby, looking for signs, looking for confirmation. She's seen the message that I put up, and that really just fed her spirit because she knew she was doing the right thing by still carrying this baby to full term.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So beautiful. I love you, and I thank you so much.
I love you, too.
For calling in and being that reflection for me. So we're going full term. We're going full term, everybody. Full term. I pulled the element card for you, Kendra, and that element card for you is about where we're coming out of. So this is perfect. It's about reflection. And I know that's so perfect for you in the time, in this space, in this moment that you're in. This is about the winter solstice, to look back at those things, reflect on them, so now you can begin to just continue to move forward into this beautiful, amazing future that you have ahead of you. And once you begin to release your cosmic orgasm, we will know that you gave all of your love and your light to it in the most miraculous way. The most miraculous way, yes. So, peace and love to you. Yes, and it's always good to hear from you. We'll be doing some blue blast calls again. All right, peace. Okay. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917? We can't hear you. Maybe you're just listening. Yes, greetings. That would be.
How are you doing? This is Troy. I'm in New York City. I'm at work actually right now.
Okay. Hi, Troy. Is it your birthday today?
Yes.
Yes, happy birthday, Troy. See, I remember, Troy.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thanks. I really appreciate it. It's just a regular day, but you know, I'm just grateful to be able to be a part of this, the Remix family, and I'm sitting now. I'm at work in the car right now. I'm not getting any calls. So I'm sitting right here in the midst of some trees and just sitting here listening to the show and learning a lot about from Spain. And I'm really, you know, I'm grateful for the things that I'm learning right now. I'm about to put these things to work and in my own sacred space. In my car. So, I mean, I need to do it in my car, but, you know, in my own sacred space. I was just thinking about the thing, you know, what should I, you know, the things I need to do, things I need to get rid of, and where I'm going to take some of these things. Like certain books that I don't need, I don't want, you know, I don't want to just throw them in the garbage. Sometimes I figure out places where I can just take them, you know, let them recycle them into wherever, you know, whoever likes that type of, some type of book. But, I mean, that's just, you know, one little small thing.
Yeah. Well, Troy, that's beautiful.
I'm just grateful and peace to the Remix family.
Oh, well, it's good to have you here, Troy. You know, I'll tell you this. I pulled a card for you, and this is going to speak to earth energy, and you'll be able to really appreciate this. This is really about the forest. You know, when we think about the forest, it's not always that place of sort of kind of being lost. You know, we usually think, oh, you're lost in the forest. No, this is really about being in the forest and being able to breathe. So everything that you express right now is about you getting into that space where you're able to breathe. You know, this is a great place for you. You're in the cycle of enjoyment. you know. So this is really a time for you to just have fun, to be creative, to be social. It's the time for you to just express yourself creatively as much as you can.
Wow.
As much as you can. This is your cycle. The color, Troy, I want you to begin to work with is that color yellow and the color green, those two colors. Work with those two colors in this time. You can wear them. You can put them on you. You can eat foods in these colors. But just begin to work with these colors. These are the beautiful colors for you. You're in this cycle of enjoyment. It's a great time for you. It really is about that breath of fresh air.
You know, I appreciate it. I was just going through inside myself and realizing that there are certain people that things are going on based on my work, and things are happening to where people are being pushed out of my life. Certain things that are negative starting to move out, and it's matching up exactly with what you're saying. A lot of things that are happening is putting me in the position, in the space to I was just thinking about it, grieving and all of this stuff. I was just thinking about that.
Beautiful. That's a wonderful confirmation, and that's what it should be. So, oh, that's powerful, Troy, and it can't be any better for you. You know, this is a great time for you. Great time.
Yes, it is. I greatly appreciate this. I greatly appreciate it. Great.
Well, enjoy. Everyone sending you love from the chat room, Troy.
And love coming back to you. Every last one of you. I greatly appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad you enjoyed the show tonight. And again, happy birthday. Happy Earth Day. It's a wonderful time for you. You are definitely in the place where you are able to just breathe and really just get into that cycle of enjoyment, you know? So dance, have fun, smile. You're always laughing. This is a creative time for you. It's time for you to take a trip, go on a vacation, all of these wonderful things. It's beautiful.
I need one.
Yeah.
Definitely need one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be taking one shortly. I'm not sure where I'm going, but I'm going down south. So
right.
Now I'm getting out of
here. Oh, beautiful. It's always good. Yes, always good. Well, thank you for calling in, Troy.
Thank you for having this, making all of this possible.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you always. So peace and love. All right, we're going to continue on. I want to say this, don't forget, going on in March, which is just right around the corner, Brother Panic is having his lecture in Atlanta, the Atlanta Lectures. The first lecturer that's going to be on the scene is Dr. Aling Bay. He's going to be there. Of course, you guys know Dr. Aling Bay. You definitely want to make sure that you get with Brother Panic, Atlanta Lectures. At hotmail.com, send them an email. You can email them there. Let them know that you're interested in the lecture. You want to go, find out about the tickets, find out what you need to do to be there. So beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 919. You're live in the remix.
Good evening. Good morning. This is Perrin.
Good evening. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How about yourself?
I am wonderful.
Awesome. I was just calling to say I like the show. I enjoy the show, excuse me. It hit home for me.
Okay, beautiful. That's good. What hit home for you the most? What do you think you kind of gathered the most out of the show?
Kitchen and clapping. Because I remember my brother and I, we did some clapping in our last home, and it just felt powerful. We could just feel the energy from it.
Beautiful. And, yes, the clapping works. It really does.
Yeah.
Yep. It really does. So thank you for that. I pulled a
shape-shifting too.
You said what now?
Oh, the furniture shape-shifting thing. That also resonates.
Okay, yeah, the furniture shape-shifting, that's pretty cool. Now, here's another thing. I pulled a card for you. And what came up for you, and this has a lot to do with the elements, and you can kind of think of this maybe when you were a young child, but it is about the innocence of a child and sort of kind of getting from into that space when you start to think about the different elements in your home and how you want it to be. Just really kind of go with the innocence of it, you know, kind of wipe clean maybe some of the things that you've seen and sort of kind of develop your own style and kind of go with that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. It was good hearing from you.
Thank you. Right. You too.
You're welcome. Peace. Peace and blessings. Oh, wonderful. We're going to go to the next caller. Looks like calling in. It looks like from a private number, so you're going to have to tell us who you are calling in from a private number.
Miss Blue, this is That's What's Up. And saying hello to everybody in the chat room. Download, 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 motherfucker.
Okay. All right, That's What's Up. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. Yeah, so I'm calling from Canada, and I had a birthday on Friday. Obviously, I want to say this show has been great. I started bringing some things that brought my energy up into the room, so I want to thank you for that. And I do need to hear from you, even though things are going well in the spirit, on the human stuff. I don't know, not so much, but let's see.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This is what came up for you. This is what definitely came up for you. Is dream creation, really working with the energy of dreams. So this is a great place, That's What's Up, for you to begin to get into your dream work. You know, get you a rose quartz crystal, charge it up, clear it, charge it up nice, put it underneath your pillow when you go to sleep, or get you an amethyst, which works really great, or a lambertite, and put it underneath your pillow and begin to get into the creation of your dreams. This is where you're going to be able to see these things that are going on. I want you to begin to just think back to when you were 5 years old, because this is where a lot of these things that you're trying to work out now, you've done an excellent job and you've done a lot of work on yourself, but it's still sort of this repetition that kind of keeps repeating itself here. And so this is an opportunity for you to sort of kind of get yourself into the position where you can actually move past this energy. Yes. So you're going to do that through dream work. So make sure that you write your dreams down. That's going to be important. Okay. And make sure that even if you wake up and you can't remember exactly what your dream is, that you document how you feel. You document how you feel.
Okay.
You document the feeling that you have. As well, because that's just as important as knowing your dreams. So remember that too. But the good thing for you is that the energy that you're in right now, this universal energy, it's really about you achieving. So you're in a good place. You're in a good place. You're moving. This is the time that Spirit is just saying, put some effort in and you're going to see big results. Big things are going to happen for you.
Okay.
The main thing I'll say for you is the complacency. It's the complacency. You start out with great intentions, and then all of a sudden your energy just kind of go down, and then you don't have the energy to finish. So I want you to set some good intentions. Really get into your dream work. Get you enough rest. Make sure you're drinking enough fluid. Take care of your body. Get into the dream work.
Okay.
So try not to do those late nights, especially when you know you have things to do. Go to bed early. You know, be excited to be able to go into the dream world. Begin to work with different goddess energies. The goddess I want you to work with is the goddess Maya. Take her with you into that dream state.
Okay.
And begin to create your plan there. Begin to create your plan there. And you will see. You will be able to see. I want you to work with the diamond, too. That's another crystal. I want you to work with is the diamond.
Okay.
Now, the interesting thing about the diamond is this, is that the diamond shows no loyalty.
Mm.
And women can tell you that.
Mm.
We may have had a big diamond from somebody, and when they have said something to us, we may take that diamond off and throw it. The diamond has no loyalty, which means that whatever energy you're carrying, it's going to amplify that. This is why this is even the stone that's connected with marriages, because it helps to amplify that love, that union, but it shows no loyalty. Wherever those intentions go, that's where that energy is going to flow. So get you a diamond, get into some good intentions, put out a little bit of effort, and you're going to see that this is really the year for you to go for it. Give it all you got.
Okay.
That's a song.
I appreciate all that time, and I just want to let you know that orange thing that you were talking about is crazy. It's been crazy for me in 2012. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Peace
yeah.
and love.
Respect.
And definitely let me know. Let us know. Call back in. Tell us
okay.
how it goes, because this is an amazing cycle for you.
Okay.
You
I'm
can
trying
do
to
it.
Kill it. I'm trying to kill it for everybody.
Okay.
Right.
Peace and love. Peace
okay.
and love. Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 505. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Blue. This is Dar out in New Mexico.
Greetings, Dar, out in New Mexico.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. So two things. One is, the first was a story about... a friend who gave me a reading years ago, tarot card reading years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, let me say this, Dar, before you get into this. We have 16 minutes to go.
Okay,
so
no, it won't take long.
Two things I want you to do for me, because I want to hear what you have to say. I just don't know if we're going to hear it. I want you to tell me about the show tonight. Something that if that's what the phone lines are open for. If you
oh
want
no,
to
that's
call,
it's, yes, directly related to the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want me to tell you?
If you can tell us really really quick, because I have so many people on the line that have questions, and I really want to get to them. And if you want to share something, I'd love to hear it. You know, I do.
That's
but,
what it is. That's what it is. Yep. So I'll shoot through it real quick. So anyway, some years ago, somebody gave me a tarot reading, and basically, after the reading, for some reason, they decided that they wanted to hook me up with a friend. This was a lady who did the reading, so she hooked me up with this woman, and she was telling me this woman had money and blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, I hook up with this, she hooks that situation up, so we meet. So I go to her crib, and I walk in the house, and I notice this piece of furniture that's sitting in the living room. And so, you know, she was looking for somebody, and basically I wasn't really looking for, you know, a companion at that time. But anyway, she was kind of looking for companionship. But anyway, I'm looking at this furniture, and I'm going, interesting piece of furniture. What's the deal? And she starts to tell me all this stuff about this furniture. And she's telling me about all these stressful situations over this big chest of drawers. She's starting to tell me all this stuff about, you know, all this... stressful stuff about this chest of drawers that she's been battling with her sister to gain ownership of or control of or whatever. And I, you know, but my first reaction as I walked through the door was she needs to get rid of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Basically, I just told her, I said, you need to get rid of this shit. She said, this, you know, that thing's worth it like, you know, $3,000-$4,000. I said, yeah, I can tell it's a beautiful piece of furniture that it was well made, but that shit is ugly. It's full of your thoughts. It's full of all the stress and shit that you and your sister have,
yes.
have
right.
been going through.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I'm like telling her, I'm saying, like, you know.
Did she get rid of it?
I have no idea because I couldn't. That was the end of that. I couldn't go back.
Okay, I'm laughing in the chat room. Forgive me. I can't even look at them right now because they. I can't look at them right now.
You know what I'm saying? So no, that was the end. I mean, that was the end for me because you know she was real stubborn about her stance, and basically her stance was based
on. And you know, but you make a very good point because sometimes people hold on to what they want to do that they disregard any good advice or anything that someone tells them. They will do anything to just push through to get their point across and become very stubborn and very hard-headed and almost to the point where they are mute. They can't even hear what the other person is saying to them. So she got to the point where she wasn't even listening to you anymore. She just had her own agenda about this dresser, this drawer, and she was just driving that point, even though you were saying, like, hey, if it's causing you all of this stress, and if all of this is going on, just get rid of it. They didn't listen. So what has to happen sometimes when that happens, you just got to kind of call people out on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I
do. Do you?
And then I was out. But, I mean, like you said, there's nothing else you can do in a situation like that, because basically I could see that she was mired down in just tons of thoughts about this thing. You know?
Right.
You know, she's in this turmoil with herself. How in the hell does she expect to be in a relationship with me? That ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And, you know, that's kind of how I feel about some things, too. I'll tell you that honestly, is that sometimes that does happen, that people just want to do what they want to do, and they don't they want to disregard other people. So let that be a good lesson, because it sounds like you remembered that for a reason. And when these markers get set up for us, so that was an excellent thing to share. And I'm sure if you're listening now or if you go back to the downloads, you'll be able to hear that. You know, you'll be able to hear that lesson, and others out there as well hear that. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you for calling in and really share the lesson. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so the other thing real quick was I just wanted to give a shout out to the aspect of Athena, who is called Nike. It's something that most people skip all the time, and Nike's like this huge name that everybody's got on their ass, on their shoes, you know, on their back, on their app.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's all over the place. Jewelry, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? So Nike and that particular aspect of Athena, when she's Athena Nike, is like Nike. Well, you know, she's the one who gives. She gives out the trophies
I'm gonna tell you something, because it's just like kind of getting to me right now, and everybody in the chat room. I'm just gonna tell you something. I feel like you and this sister you was with.
Mm-hmm.
That's how
before?
I feel right now.
Oh, yeah. You mean the one that was in that situation?
Yes.
With the furniture?
Yes, I feel like you.
She was Jewish.
I feel like you. I feel like you in that situation right now.
Really?
Yes, because I told you we're taking questions. We only have a few minutes, and you just kept going. You understand?
Sorry, but I told you. I showed you I had two things. One was Nike, and the other one was that.
Yeah, I know you told me, but I also told you, just like you told her.
Okay. Sorry, Blue.
No. I just kind of want you to see this, though, and this is a good lesson. I'm learning here with you too, as well.
Okay.
You know, we're all learning this.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But thank you for sharing. It's always good to hear you share. You know, but just think about that story, because it's a lesson there. It definitely is. It really is a beautiful one for all of us.
I mean, say that again.
I said a beautiful one for all of us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you brought that to my mind. The show tonight brought that direct. I mean, I wasn't thinking about that. You guys brought that. You brought that into my mind because, it was basically what you were. So, yeah, that's how it came up. It wasn't me. It was you.
Right. Yeah. We all have free will. So peace and love to you. But thank you. Thank you for calling in. Yes.
All right.
All right, we're going to go on to the next caller. We're live in the remix, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, area code, it looks like 864. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Miss Blue? This is Darius Middleton. I'm calling from Spartanburg, South Carolina. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm excellent. I haven't spoken to you in a couple of years, but anywho, the reason why I'm calling... The reason why I'm calling in is because we have a new addition to the family, and I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate feng shui with kids around.
Okay, okay. So you said with kids around?
With kids, two little kids.
Oh, you have two little kids. Okay, they're two little boys. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. A couple of things that a girl and a boy, beautiful. So a couple of things that you can do to begin to incorporate feng shui around them is, one, clear the clutter. You know, we talked about that. That's basic. And pretty much when you have a baby, you're going to do that anyway. But then begin to think about different things of placement. Like even when it comes to if the baby is in a crib or they have their own bed, you want to make sure that their bed and their crib, too, is in that same position that we talked about so that they could actually see the door. Same thing works for children. Lots of stimulating colors when it comes to the children. You could actually do this. Email me. Once you email me, I can tell you some information that is personal to them because I do the baby lotus readings and the glowing lotus readings, which are readings for children. But I can also give you some colors that you can begin to work with them to help them with their authentic DNA blueprint to raise their frequency. And you want to put those things around where they are. Yes, your phone is on. Are you? Do you have us on speaker or earphone? Because we're getting feedback.
I'm taking you off right now, dear.
Okay, okay. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate that, and I will shoot you an email ASAP.
Yeah, send me an email, and I'll just shoot you some tips of some things you can do for children because you want to keep a lot of things, particularly cognitive things, keep their toys very well organized and neat. So it's going to be some of those same principles for them when it comes to feng shui and it comes to children. Certain colors are stimulants and certain colors are not. Number one thing that I'll tell you this, and you can take this away from you, a lot of parents like to use night lights. That's not very good for children. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
You want to make sure that they are very comfortable with sleeping and in the dark because it has to do with their eyesight and how they see things. And so you do want to put things to have stimulants around the room in different colors to keep them very active, to keep their mind, because their minds are so active and open and free. So it's certain ways you can put little chairs and desks and colors. That's why kids' stuff come in all of these amazing colors, so that you can begin to invoke those colors. But shoot me some of their information, your information at question, QUESTION, the number 4, and I'll send you back some things that you can actually do for the babies. And congratulations again.
Thanks a lot, dear. You have a wonderful night. Peace to everybody
okay.
in the chat room.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Jaquetta. Well, this is Twin Goddess.
Okay. Greetings to you, Twin Goddess. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. I listen to your show all the time, and I'm so glad that I tuned in tonight to the feng shui and the cleansing because I really, really need that right now after just now getting out of a relationship, and it ended kind of suddenly, although I did know that it was going to end about a month and a half before it actually ended, so decluttering my house and
beautiful.
All that stuff is definitely what I'm into right now.
Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, one of the energies that came up for you that's actually connected to earth energy is sort of the mellow. You know, when you look at a field and it just has all of these flowers and you can just see nothing but bright colors, the purples, the yellows, the gold. This is where you are. This is sort of your time.
Wow.
It's your vulnerability. This is where you are. You're at a very vulnerable time right now, which is a great opportunity because you begin to move forward into sort of the mystery. But you don't have to move into your mystery without intention. See, that's the goal. Yes. Everything that you're doing, and particularly with the feng shui and everything, let me be the first to say that dealing with relationships is it's a very challenging thing. Unfortunately, no matter how many times we say we're not going to do it again, we're not going to give our heart, we're not going to try, we're not going to be susceptible to this, or even that energy of just knowing that it was going to end.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that it was going to end. It's also some energy that's left over from an old pattern. I want you to see this.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Okay.
I want you to see this, to begin to see this. And so what you want to do as you begin to move forward and get into other relationships, you don't want to have a premeditated mind.
Okay.
Because that premeditation sets up for a whole lot of other things. A stone that you can begin to work with is the garnet. And this is going to be an interesting crystal for you to begin to work with, is the garnet. We have about 2 minutes left. I guess we're going to go into overtime. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're on the phone line so that we know you need to call in before the 2 minutes is up. For the rest of you who won't be joining us in the after hours, don't forget to download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook. Leave a comment, leave a note, and we can begin to work from there. And much love, warm spirit, and we're just going to keep going. All right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is really about the time of fertility, abundance, and expansion. This is what the garnet is all about. So get your garnet crystal. Begin to work with the garnet. Clear the energy. Charge the energy in the garnet. And garnet, actually, we think of it as only coming in red, but it actually comes into a lot of different colors. It actually comes in orange, green, pink, yellow, brown, and even black. But you're going to work with the red garnet. And this
okay.
is a stone of nourishing your energy, stimulating and nourishing. And that's what you need at this particular time, some stimulation and some nourishment. It's essential for sexual energy and fertility, not just in the classical sense of fertility, but really giving birth to new ideas and new thoughts. And this is where the garnet is really going to help you, is to begin to work
okay.
with the garnet. It's a very protective stone as well, too. It helps to protect you when you're in crisis. So doing
right.
the feng shui, going back, downloading those other feng shui shows, plus this one tonight, and working with the garnet is also going to help you just in this amazing time where you can begin to change a lot of these things. So peace
okay.
and love to you. I wish you nothing but peace and love. And let me know how it goes. I would love to hear from you, to call back in. So you're in a very good place now. Good place.
Yes, ma'am. I will be calling you and doing your reading. So, yes, definitely.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, peace and love, Twin Goddess.
Thank you.
I love that name.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
Okay. Good night. Hold the line. All right, you guys, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Call in. Don't forget, hit Brother Panic up. Go to the lecture. You need to do that. Let him know. It's already February. It's going to be March soon. If you want to go, see Dr. Aling Bay. Sure to be a great chair. You're going to meet all the Remix families there. Get yourself over. Atlanta Lectures. At hotmail.com, email Brother Panic, hit him up on Facebook, let him know you're out there as well as everybody else. We're in the after hours, you guys. We're doing it remix style. Yes, yes, yes. Don't forget to download. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. 314, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. This is Nova out of St. Louis.
Oh, peace. Did you say Big Nova?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I had a quick question about charging the rooms on using
okay.
Sea salt inside all four corners. I heard
yes.
you say before you actually supposed to get it up.
Well,
I mean, you're supposed to get like every last bit of it up.
No.
You leave it down?
You can actually leave it. Now, here's the thing, and it's a very good question, because we have all of these rules, but we say we belt no damn rules. But so here's the thing. You don't have to get it up. But I would recommend that if it's not your place, because, see, salt is a purifier. It's going to purify. And sometimes what can happen if you have colored carpet it can actually change the color of the carpet. So you don't want to do it to a fault. You can put the salt in the corners and leave it, and just you'll know when it's time to get it up. You'll be moved to get it up. If you decide to leave it there, leave it. If you have small children or pets, you want to get it up, because you don't want them to go in the corner, take it, put it in their mouth. So it's kind of like a good practice to just say, you know, eventually you want to get it up.
Okay. Okay.
But you can leave it. You can leave it. You definitely can leave it. You don't have to, you know, go get it up.
Okay. I ain't really had too much else outside of that. Just checking. Just want to make sure I was doing it the proper way.
Yes, that's definitely one of the ways you can do it, and you can use the salt and even salt water, you know, to use it as a purifier in the air. You can do that as well too, because all of those things, we know salt, you know, that's the purification of the earth. We can use that, lots of power, lots of spiritual power in that, to begin to use the salt. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so that's one of the ways. And you can also charge the room with music, too. If you want to paint the room, you can actually paint sigils on the wall before you actually paint it, and then you can actually put crystals in the paint to charge it, particularly if you're using a water-based paint, you want to do that. Latex paint, it's a little, just make sure it's not a crystal you want to keep, because you're probably not going to be able to keep it after it's been in the latex. But if you're painting a room and you're going to charge it a certain color or charge the energy in it, the day before you paint it, you can actually paint sigils on the wall and whatever you want, hearts, you know, a fist, you know, whatever you want to paint up on the wall, you can actually do that as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fixed. That's fixed.
Yeah. I drew a card for you too, and this has to do with the mountain and strength. So there you go. I'm sure that's confirmation as to the place that where you are. When we think about a mountain, we think about how strong a mountain is. The same elements that make up the mountain is the same elements that is made up in our bones. So definitely you want to make sure that everything that you're doing over there, all of that taking care of that physical, that you're also strengthening your bones as well as strengthening your mind and your spirit as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's peace.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love to you.
All right. You too as well. Peace.
Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Looks like another caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 216?
Yes. That's 216.
216.
Oh,
yes,
Charles. Charles calling from Cleveland.
Hi, Charles. I know you now, Charles.
Yeah, you know me now. I see you forever. You know, I hardly ever call, but I just, you know.
Charles, don't say that. You call all the time now, and we love it. We love it, Charles. It's all good.
Yeah. You know, I live in an apartment, and and some people have, you know, bed bugs. And I know she was talking about, you know, roaches and
right
and resting, you know, and, you know, I don't have them, and then some others have them. So,
right.
So physically, I mean, what would that come into, because it must be some kind of negative energy that they're attracting or something.
Well, yeah, well, it's irritation in their life, you know, and it's on a personal level, the irritation, you know. One of the things, if you want to just know the symbolism behind it, it is about a personal irritation. You know, it's some real simple things that you can do to keep bed bugs out of your life. If you want me to tell you those things, I can tell you that.
Yes.
Okay. First thing, I'll tell you what I do. One, it has to do with your mattress. If you don't have a new mattress, you should get one. It don't have to be the best. Nowadays, you can buy a mattress for little or nothing. But you also want to make sure I have my mattress in a mattress cover, one. And then two, about every 2 weeks, I take the mattress out of the mattress cover and I vacuum my mattress. That's just me. Never had a problem. Never had no issues. Nothing.
Yes.
So, you know, that's something that you can do on that level. Everything is a sign and everything is a symbol. Know that. That's true. And some people, we have a lot of irritations in our lives. Some people get bed bugs. Some people get a rash. They're both irritations. Something on a personal level that is irritating you.
Yes.
That's where the irritation. If you have bed bugs, there's no need to call the CDC to try to get it under control. I've heard that little PSA. Forget that. Take the damn mattress, throw it out. You'll be better off sleeping on the floor than trying to control that.
Yeah, and I did that about a couple of years ago. It was really tough. So.
Yeah. Yeah, if that's something that someone's dealing with, throw the mattress out. It's cheaper. Throw the mattress out. You'd be better off sleeping on the floor on a blanket than to sleep in a mattress infested with bed bugs.
Yeah. I have another important question.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'm gonna let you ask your next important question.
you get the bills through the mail, and then you pay the bills on a monthly basis, and then you can't, like, throw it away because it's got your name on it, you know, it's ID theft and everything. And then you buy a shredder, and the blade gets dull.
Right.
You finish the job of getting rid of, you know, the paperwork, man, you know. So,
right.
I was wondering, what do you suggest on that, you know?
Well, a couple of things without making it too complicated. I mean, a shredder is great. You can, and some people in the chat room are saying this, you can shred it, you can burn it if you want to burn it. If you have an office depot or Office Max next to you, they have services where you just bring all of your information in. They contract a company out that will shred it for you and take care of it for you. That's one of the things that you can do. I personally just tear it up myself, break it up. If you're that worried about somebody getting a hold of your information, then let me tell you this. And I want to tell you this because this is coming up. Don't put your energy so much there. Do what you need to do to begin to do what you need to do to protect yourself. If you're feeling like you need to go above and beyond, and this is causing, because you asked this as an important question for you, I want you to know that these things tie into an energy center. Because if somebody was going to steal your identity, if that be the case, if they was going to get some things out of your mail, they would have gotten it. So somebody said, well, trust Office Depot. Why not? You trust the trash man. If you're throwing it in the trash, you might as well take it to somebody who gets paid to do that.
Right.
You see? So it's the same thing. If you shred something, we learned from back in the day what a criminal mind can do. You can shred it to pieces, and a criminal mind can put something together. So don't get into that energy that you feel that you have to protect something to that nature, because this ties into the first energy center. And I talked about this on the show with the Big Big Bang. When you feel like you have to sort of kind of own something or take something or just have that control over something. This, for men in particular, it's tied to the prostate. It's about that ownership.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that energy settles for you. So if you're that worried, there's agencies where you can call and put passwords on all of your stuff. So if somebody happens to get in touch with it, they can't do anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I've heard of that too, you know.
Yeah, they can't do anything. I mean, what are they going to get? They're going to end up getting $1 million. I mean, what are they really going to do?
Nothing much.
You know, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You set your intention, do what you do, you know, tear those things up, get those things together, and be done with it. If you're that worried, put half of it in one trash and then take another half and put it in another trash. But when you get yourself into this and here's the energy you don't want to set up. When you get yourself into the place where you have to do all of these protection things for yourself, rituals and everything, then instantly what message you're sending to the universe is that you're not protected.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying don't be smart, because we have two hemispheres for a reason. And the goal is not to just use one hemisphere. We got to use both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime where energy goes, thought flows. So when you get to panicking about somebody taking your information, you're creating that energy. You're creating that to happen, because the universe doesn't judge. It just thinks that this is where all your energy is, so you must want this to happen.
Yep.
And here's the deal. You have to be right. We all get to be right. You think somebody's chasing you? Somebody gonna chase your damn ass. You know what I mean? You think somebody gonna break in your house? They gonna break in your damn house. That's what's gonna happen. So tear it up, shred it, find you a little cheap shredder, call it a day. Call it a day. Know that you're protected, and know that somebody ain't going to get your money and make $1 million. And if they do, then you get to stand up and say, check it out, I'm the real Charles. That's my million.
For real.
that's what can happen. So, you know, do the smart things. There's a lot of smart things you can do to protect yourself. And I understand that. There's a lot of smart things to do. But you don't want to make this sort of where all of your energy and your focus go, you know?
Can you pull a card up?
I sure will, and I sure did. The card that came up for you is perspective. It has everything to do with the Milky Way. So what Spirit is saying is that you need to make some shifts in how you perceive things, how you see them. How fitting is that? The energy of the Milky Way is so vast, it's so wide, it's so big, it's just so huge. So this has a lot to do with your particular energy. You know, get into shifting your perspective of how you see things. This is a good time for you, Charles, to shift that. And you want a lot of gifts on the remix, so I hope you're using all them gifts to shift those perspectives. Don't think I don't know you got me for two shows.
Which is beautiful because it
shows you right there that you can change your perspective. Just continue on your path and your journey and make sure it's things that's setting up a positive path for you and not a negative one.
Yes. That's question four, Blue. And see, I get it confused with Gmail or Hotmail.
Well, it's Gmail. Question, QUESTION, the number 4, not the word 4, the number 4, at gmail.com. You have any questions right here on this show, I have it put up, and you can just get it from there.
Okay, yeah. I really appreciate you.
You need to email me to claim your gifts, so I'm going to give them to somebody else, and then you'll really be changing your perspective. You'll be changing
be right
it. You'll be like, Miss Blue, I have a whole new outlook now. I bet you do. So if nothing else moves you, life will. The goal is to move yourself.
Yeah. All right, I'll get right on it. Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Bye. Oh, that's beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 214, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Jacqueline, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Ooh, Jacqueline, please turn your speakers down. Take us off speakerphone.
Man, if I can get them off.
Oh, Jacqueline.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay, Jack.
I wanted to ask you about the foil on the windows. I've got foil on my windows. I live in Texas, and it gets awful hot here.
I know, it does.
And we have to foil those windows. I got about 12 windows in my living room, and I have to foil those windows on the east side, or I would have to, I'd burn up.
Oh,
and so I was wondering, yes, and I was wondering if that gives me bad feng shui to have that foil there.
Oh, Jacqueline, let me be clear, and thank you for calling in about the foil on the windows, and I have to be honest. I have to be completely honest, Jacqueline. I know, and I can imagine, 12 windows, and I know what you're talking about, Texas, because I reside in Texas as well, and I know that heat, that's something serious. It's something serious. If you haven't experienced it, people, it really is. It's something serious. Well, here's the thing, Jacqueline. Do you think that there's some more positive energy that you could bring into your life? Let me ask you that first.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I really do.
Yes. Well, then here's what I want you to just try to kind of work with me. What that foil is doing, it's blocking your true perception.
Wow.
Of how you see the outer world. You see? It's blocking that. And I know you can see that there's different places and different things that are going on within with you, that you do block out that part of the world. You block it out because it's just easier to deal with.
Yeah.
And so this is a reflection of that. That's how I want you to see this. It's not so much that it's bringing negative energy, but this is that reflection of how you see that.
Oh, okay.
A couple of things that you can do. They have these, and I don't know exactly what they're called, but if you call like Home Depot or Lowe's, they'll tell you. Because they kind of came up with they reinvented the foil. Because they recognize, you know, anything that can make money, people have reinvented.
Right.
And you know how they used to have those little really, really cheap shades that you can pop in the window and you don't even need to hang it up. You just pop it in the window and you pull it down and it kind of rolls up, almost looks like a rolling pin.
Yeah.
And they used to be like $5, $6. They may still sell them. Well, they have those as well. But they have a reinvented one that keeps out the heat. You know, it keeps out that glare and it keeps out the heat that you can actually put up to the window. And from the outside, what happens is it allows light to come in, but not the way that heat comes in. And it's about $10.
Okay.
So even if you just say, I'll do two windows this month and maybe two windows the next month.
Okay.
Because that whole part of the house back there, that light is blocked. It's a lot of things blocked back there.
It's a lot of light because it looks like daylight in my living room when I don't have that foil up there.
When you don't have the foil up there.
Right.
It is so bright. It might be too bright for you, but you do want to allow that sunlight in. You do want to be able to see out. You do want to see the perception of it, because that is also what is going to keep you. You know, I want you to think about this. You talked about, I want to do this for the house. I want to do this for the house. I want to do. When you put that foil up, you ain't trying to do nothing else. You good.
Well, I have nice window treatments, but at the front, my front part of the house, that's on the side. Those are just side windows.
Mm-hmm.
But the front window is open, And there's so much light comes through that front window. I have a ficus tree that sits in that front window during the winter. And
right.
It has so much light there that it keeps my ficus tree going. But to let in all of that light, it's almost blinding.
You don't want to let all that light in. But you do want to try to find other means that can keep the light out and still allow you to see out.
Okay, like a dark curtain?
You could use a curtain if that will work, if you can find one that's really insulated. And I know they make them.
I have an insulated one.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But you want to use something where you can, if you want to see out, you do that, because that's sort of your perception of how you see the world. And it's gonna change. It's going to open up a whole nother reality to you, I promise you. No, you don't want that glare in, because I recognize that. I know what that feels like. But you do want to be able to really control the flow of the chi, because what you're doing is you're blocking sort of the prosperity being able to flow through your house. You're reflecting it back. So I guarantee you, any place that's being reflected back, they're getting all of that good energy. This is going to them.
Oh, my goodness. I can't have that.
That's right. you're reflecting all of that, saying, go over there,
I'm giving it to my neighbors? Oh, no.
Yeah, you're giving it to them. They're getting it.
Okay.
So that's why I say, I don't want you to think it's not negative for that to be there. But know that if you're trying to bring more prosperity, more good things in, these are some of the things that will help you understand what's going on with you, inside of you, your perception of how you see the world and things that are going on in your life on a personal level.
Okay.
So that's why I ask you, if things are going perfect and wonderful, keep the foil. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, it's not going perfect, but it could be much, much better.
There you go.
And another thing about, you were talking about that abortion. I think I had a big abortion with a business I started and didn't follow through on. And I had decided to, go back to it. So can you give me a heads up or
I
on
sure
that?
Will. Oh, I sure will. I sure will. Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this and tell me, because I see a couple of different businesses that I'm picking up. One, does it have to do with cooking?
Yep, that was one of them.
Okay.
Doing cake decorating, but the other one was for me
mm-hmm.
to, I make a product, a cream for the skin.
Okay. Well, definitely the other thing I've seen was your hands. I say go for it. Because what came up for you is waterfall.
Okay.
Waterfall. Now, water is very cleansing. We know the water to be that, but whenever we see a waterfall, particularly in nature, it is just sort of this abundance just being poured out. It's endless. A waterfall just keeps going. Matter of fact, one of the things to do is to get you a waterfall and put it in the living room. Like buy you one of those little small ones. You can get it from the dollar store. You can get it from Walmart. Just buy you one of those little waterfalls. And this is just going to be that reminder that it's endless. Prosperity is endless. It's just flowing through you. It's coming to you. So I say yes, because I definitely see you doing the baking with the cake. So whether you're decorating or, whatever you're doing to the cakes, I see that. That definitely is going to work for you. Become pregnant with it again. Yes, become pregnant with that again, because you're very good at it. I'm going to have to see some of your creations to taste some of those cakes and see the decoration, because that's all about it. But become pregnant with that again. And the cream that you have, because this is something that you've been doing, you've known this recipe for this cream ever since you've been a young woman.
Yeah, long time. 20 years.
Yes. Oh, my
years.
Goodness, I see it. You must right. get it together and tell us about it. I would love to, you know, do that. That's one of the things I became pregnant with that I'm still carrying the baby. I kind of gave birth to it, but I think I kind of gave the baby to somebody else for a minute. So, because
wow.
I had my own fragrance line and cream line and stuff, too. So I have a passion and a love for that, too. And many who follow me on the remix have gotten samples of those products. But I see this all around you. I
well,
see this.
Good, wonderful. Because I was yeah. contemplating. I said, well, I need to get back into that.
Yes,
and
you
when
do.
You said that tonight about that abortion, I said, oh, my goodness.
There it
that's
is.
It.
That's it.
It.
Isn't that beautiful? And
yes.
get you the waterfall. Let that be a reminder that there's always going to be enough for you. You're always going to be taken care of. And that, you know, no worries when it comes to prosperity and things of the financial nature. That's your needs are going to be met. And that
oh, great.
The possibilities are endless. So that's what the waterfall, because it just keeps going. If you've ever been to Niagara Falls or seen a waterfall, people have been there for thousands and hundreds of years, and the waterfall is just still there. It
still
just
going,
remi-
yeah.
That's right. It just reminds us of that. So get you a little waterfall, take you some time during the day, and just close your eyes and listen to the water and just become pregnant again.
Well, thank you so much. I sure do appreciate that. Really
thank you for calling in. And let us know how it goes. We'll be excited to hear about it. I love
you. I sure
these-
will. I sure will, Miss Lou.
Love to you. You're welcome.
And peace and love to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Sun Goddess Bliss. How are you?
I am wonderful. Greetings, Sun Goddess. Like that name.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you. Love you.
Love you, too.
There's a theme going. I have a new venture. I'm in a new situation, and I've had 100,000 million ideas, and my follow-through.
Yeah, not so much, huh? Well,
yeah, still learning how to do our events.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, for you, here's the thing, and I'll tell you what energy came up for you. It has a lot to do with the energy of the veil. You know, a veil. You know how sometimes our vision can get a little foggy? We'll have a veil over our eyes, so we can't really see it clear. And one thing for you, Sun Goddess, you kind of one of those people that need to be from the show me state. Because you kind of got to see it to believe it, and not necessarily in the physical, but within yourself.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. You got to see it within yourself. And so,
yeah, okay.
Even your name hints Sun Goddess, because what I see is I see this fog, but I see breaking through the clouds, I see the sun coming through, which is the light. And so in order for you to lift the fog, to be able to lift that fog and be able to see this clearly, it really is just going to take you to get into that energy of recognizing that you are a perfectionist. And so for you, and like many perfectionists, you're not alone in this. If you can't see it turning out perfect, you don't want to do it.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So that's where the interest gets lost. But here's what I want you to challenge yourself to do. I want you to challenge yourself to take one of those ideas, maybe two of them, because you can multitask. You're kind of like me. So take two of those ideas.
Okay.
And I want you to give 15 minutes a day, just 15, into doing something that's going to create, going to help you to become to the place that you can become impregnated with this dream and this vision. 15 minutes. So whether that's doing research, whether that's taking a look at, you know, maybe something that's kind of similar to it, whether that's actually setting up some processes to get it started, whatever it is, take 15, just 15. You may be inspired to do 100 minutes. But do 15 and try that for a week. Do it for 7 days. 7 complete days. We'll go to the God, Goddess consciousness. 7 days. After those 7 days, you're going to be able to move past some of your fog.
Okay.
It's going to become clearer for you.
Okay.
And then you're going to be able to see it and recognize that it's not about predicting the future. It's not about knowing every single step of the way, but seeing yourself at the end state once you're done, what it's going to look like. By the way, this is a great time for me to let you guys know that the business class I've been talking about for so long, that I'm going to do, that I am going to do it. And it's coming up soon, so you'll get to hear all of the great details about it. It's called the Kundalini Lab. So we will be actually working in the Kundalini Lab and working together. I'm taking a very small group. You'll hear more details. If you're interested, email me at questionforblue for more information on the Kundalini Lab. But it is a class. We've talked about it. A lot of people wanted to know about different business things. I can share things from all the different lives I've had and pass these principles and these different things on to you and help you get into the place where you can begin to become impregnated with that dream and vision and then give birth to this baby that's inside of you that's tied to your perfect purpose. Can't even say purpose. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you. So peace and love to you. Let me know how it goes. So
take
15 minutes a day, and then definitely let us know. Let us know exactly how that goes. So 15 minutes. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right.
Peace.
All right, everyone. Let's see. My computer's over here doing something real strange. So, that being said, give me just a second, and I'll be able to connect back with you guys. Hopefully, I'll be able to connect back. I'll just talk. I think I still got Sun Goddess on the line here. Just talk. If you guys are still there, just hang on. You know, Blog Talk is doing their thing. Let's see, I can move that. Let's see. All right, we're live in the remix, of course. I'm your host, Miss Blue. It's been great. We've been talking about the magic of feng shui and doing a little element readings here, just really kind of tapping into some earth energy, primarily those things that help us stay grounded, move forward in our lives and our passion, and recognizing that our altar is not just our sacred spaces that we're in, but our altar, when we get into our house, it begins once we cross over into that threshold. So it's not just that shelf or just that place, and it is that inner reflection of those things that are going on within us. So as above, so below, as without, so within, all of those same principles there. Don't forget to reach out to me. I would love to hear your thoughts. Leave me a message, particularly leave a message on Facebook. I'd love to hear that as well too. Earth Goddess, are you still there? I guess not. I guess I'm still here, though. I guess I'm still here, you guys. Yeah, it looks like just we'll hold on. We'll see what it. Oops, I think I got it. Hold on. What did I just do? I think I figured it out. Let's see if we can move something here. Boy, I tell you, the remix. Don't forget to go back and download. Download the show, particularly the past shows, so you can hear those shows and see everything and what it's all about. And this show as well, all of the shows that were done here on the remix. So I'm going to see if I can really unlock this. I thank you guys for your patience. This has been a really great show. I've enjoyed it. And how about those Giants? How about those New York Giants? They did their thing tonight. So all the Giants fans, big ups. Don't forget, hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. I'll be on Twitter. I'll tweet you guys. I'm learning Twitter, so I thank you for everybody who converses back and forth with me because it gives me a great opportunity to to learn how to tweet. If that be the word, to learn how to tweet. Learn how to tweet some, you know? Yeah, it looks like I'm not going to be able to do anything right now, so we're just going to see. We're going to hold on. We're going to be patient. I'll keep talking. Maybe I'll talk about some other things. Let me see what's up. There's a caller on the line calling in, it looks like, from area code 612. This is what I'm going to do. The caller calling in from 612, and I'm just going to go down the line for you guys. Let's do this. I'm going to pull some energy for you, and we're going to see once this clears up what it is. Calling in from 612, the energy that came up for you is shape-shifting. Shape-shifting. So I want you to think about that and really just think about the clouds. Because whenever we look up in the sky and we see the clouds, you can actually do a reading from the clouds. Try this one day. It's a beautiful thing that you can be able to do with the clouds, and ask a question and then look in the clouds and see if you see the answer. A lot of times I'll look up in the clouds. I remember one day I seen this beautiful white buffalo. How beautiful is that, to look up in the clouds and to see answers? So ask a question, look up in the sky, look at the clouds, and see what comes up. You know, our Native American brothers and sisters, when it came to the buffalo, they recognized that as the sign of abundance. And so even they talk about in a lot of the mythologies, and even some have bared witness to seeing sort of the white buffalo, being able to see it. You know, and telling stories about it. So shape-shifting for you, 612, whatever you have going on at this particular time, I want you to think about how you can shape-shift that energy, because that's what's being called of you at this time. We're going to go to the next caller, and that looks like calling in from area code 706. 706, everything that you have going on is about your passion. It's about fire energy. Remember we talked about fire earlier in the show when we talked about feng shui, and one of the principles of fire has so much to do with with how you perceive yourself. It has to do with your fame, and it also has to do with your reputation. It's with your drive and your passion and your desire. So tap into some of that fire energy. Begin to work with it. One of the easiest ways to incorporate fire into your life is when you're doing meditations. Add a candle. That's a fire element. You know, when you're eating foods, think about those things, yellow, orange, red. All of those things are fire. You know, those are the colors of fire. Think about those. And then next, let's see, calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. 678. This is all about a vision quest for you. So there's some things that you're getting ready to get into in your life, and what Spirit is saying that you need to definitely get into a good vision quest, you know, to begin. Think of yourself as sort of kind of being out in the desert. Now, one of the things that's interesting, when it comes to feng shui, Arizona particularly, and Arizona is a desert. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but I've been to Arizona. Actually, I was out there on business. It was supposed to be for a couple of weeks, but I ended up staying for almost a year in Arizona. But Arizona is, when it comes to us in the north, in America, it's one of the places that lacks the most water element. So what's going to be good for you, and again, I'm talking to area code 678, is that on this vision quest that you're moving into, this energy you're moving into, sort of being in the desert, that you add more water elements around you. So bring more water in your life. That's drinking more water, taking more baths and more showers and connecting with that. Waters connect with our emotions and our feelings. And so the desert is sort of kind of dry. It's sort of kind of hot. When we begin to connect this energy to the different gods and goddess energy. It comes up, earth energy, the god Geb, you know, it comes up with the Geb energy. But I want you to begin to think about adding water, more water elements into this vision quest that you're on. Do a lot of journaling, everything, you know, do a lot of meditating, getting into some visualization exercises. That's going to be simply powerful for you. And so next caller, it looks like calling in from area code 954. 954, what is coming up for you? And this is wonderful, is a lot of shaman energy. This is about ancient healing wisdom. And so what spirit is saying is it's time for you to begin to tap into this ancient wisdom of healing. You may want to study those of the shamans and study the shamans from all over the world. Don't just, you know, study the shamans as we know them, the Native Americans, but they're shamans that come from all different continents, all walks of life. Begin to study them. Begin to study the ancient art of healing. And not just healing when we think about the physical body, but spirit is saying healing yourself with wisdom. Bringing more of this wisdom energy in and tapping into that shaman that lives within you, because all of us have a shaman within us. So tap into that energy, tap into that ancient wisdom that lives within you. So that's all I can see for right now. I have no clue what y'all are over there doing, have no clue about seeing anything, but I'm just going to let spirit just kind of ride us out. We have a few more minutes. I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you for coming on this journey tonight as we talked about the magic of feng shui and did a little bit of element readings here and connect with you guys. Of course, you know, if you always want a full reading, you can email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, as well as hit me up on Facebook under Blue Raspberry Wen. Hit me up on Twitter under Blue Raspberry, or you can join the Remix family page and send me a note. I want to hear all of these amazing stories. You guys send them to me, and me and Sister Manya, we really enjoy reading these stories and seeing how your journey is going, seeing your path and all the work that you guys are doing. And I'm just very honored to be in the place to be connected with each and every one of you. And I definitely, honestly mean that from my heart. I love you guys. I love you guys on so many levels. And I thank you for all of your work, your dedication and everything, because it definitely doesn't go unnoticed. It's going to be a lot more shows. Got some new guests coming up for you people who are part of the Remix family. That's going to be coming on, doing some very amazing special shares. I have the Know Your Magic Psychic Oracle deck that is done. I am so happy for that. And I'll let you know where you can pick up yours and how soon you can get it. Just so happy about that. And thank you to everyone from around the world who has downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook that has taken this to a whole new level, that's been able to make something, you know, that was sort of this, this pregnancy I was carrying, you know, allowed me to carry it to full term and to give birth to it. And so just like it takes a village, every one of us can begin to get what we need from it. I've gotten so much positive feedback from you guys who've purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook and just seen how you've transformed your lives. Some of you are doing your own business. Some of you got your own blogs now. You're doing your own practices. And you're letting me know that it was all inspired by the Know Your Magic workbook. So definitely it's something for you to definitely invest in. And I'm thankful that it has been a good investment for you, as it was for me. So I don't know, you guys. I guess we'll just keep talking. We'll keep talking. We'll end this in just a minute. I think Blog Talk is going to end it for us. I'm still working over here to see if I can get in, but I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to let me. I don't think it's going to let me. But I'm going to see what happens. Let's see what happens. If I do this and I don't come back, then we know the show is over. That's a thought, huh? But if I'm able to come back, then if I'm able to come back, then you guys, you guys know the deal, right? You know the deal. Let's see. Ah, I'm back. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Know your magic, I say. Let me open back up the chat room. I guess we can keep going. I'm going to call on a couple of people. We have about 12 minutes left to go. I'm curious for those of you I gave readings to. Let's see how that panned out. So we're going to go to, let's see, the caller who called in from, wow, let's see, not 612. 612, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Peace and greetings, Miss Blue. This is Shakina from Minneapolis. How are you?
I'm good, Shakina. Did you hear what I said for you? Did I give you a card?
Yes, you did. You said shape-shifting, so I wrote it down.
All right, there you go.
and I can confirm it already, and I haven't done anything yet, but it sounds right on the money, as you always are.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Yes, yes.
But me and my husband both called. We're usually competing, not competing literally, but, you know.
Right, right.
Is it me or is it you? Is it me or is it you? So we're going to take that information for both of us, though. So it's because it's going to affect both of us. So, yeah, we're going to look into it. Can I ask a question, or did you just want to confirm that?
Oh, yes, you can ask a question. Of course you can. Yes.
Okay. Well, I get my original question was, and I get so nervous every time I call. I don't know why. I feel like it's the Wizard of Oz or something.
Oh, no, no, no. This is definitely not, it's not the Wizard of Oz.
I know. But my original question, I'm so grateful for tonight's show, among all the other shows, but my home is something that I'm really working with, and it's something that you talked to me about last week. So I have been making, you know, putting forth effort to get things together, but I know one of the things that I deal with because of my family size and just how I've been operating in the past is getting overwhelmed with things. So I wanted to see, and like I said, shape-shifting has confirmed a lot, but is there anything else that you would like to say?
Yeah, okay. Well, I think definitely, and you said a lot, we kind of talked about some of these things from last week, so I would still encourage you to begin to do those things. You know, when it comes to recognizing those things that are most important to you and putting your energy and your focus there, which has a lot to do with shape-shifting energy, because we wear many hats, particularly as women, mother, you know, wife, girlfriend. We wear so many different hats. So
me,
it is about you being able to shape-shift. You know, it's about you being able to shape shift into those different attributes within yourself, you see, because they're all you, but really recognizing, you know, that you're in that attribute. I'm going to pull up another Twitter message just because I learned this is a great place to express some thoughts sometimes. And this was a lesson that I learned the other day. It was a very valuable one. And it's about being 100% present and putting 100% into the pot.
Okay.
So that means that whenever you're focusing on things with your family, just be 100% present. No distractions, no worries. Not trying to be this, not trying to be that, not trying to do this, and not trying to do that. That's a challenge for us because we're always multitasking. We're always shape-shifting. But when you shape-shift, make sure you're making a conscious effort to be present where you are and give 100% to that energy of being present.
Now, you said 100% present and 100% in the pot. P-O-T.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Same thing.
Okay. Yes.
Give 100%, be present. And that's how you can get rid of that. Because, see, when you're not present, this is why it's difficult to manage. And trust me, I know, because there would used to be a time where 10% would go here, 5% would go there, 50% would go there, 80% would go there. And, you know, I got challenged.
They were mutually exhausted. Yeah.
Where a friend of mine said, well, okay, so how are you measuring this? How are you measuring that you're only going to get 5% here, 10% there, 20% there? How are you measuring that?
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It just means that you're not 100% present.
Okay.
So be present, but 100% in thought. Don't worry about deadlines. Don't worry if dinner's going to get cooked on time. Just be 100% present.
Yes, ma'am. I will do that.
All right. Well, let us know how it goes. You're welcome. Peace and blessings.
May I pass the phone?
Yes, you sure can. You sure can.
One moment.
Hey, Miss Blue, what's going on?
Peace, Obsidian.
You already know. What's up? Remix, what's up, family? just wanted to say hello. I love what you're doing. You know, I'm always going to be here to keep on supporting this movement because I'm telling you, it's really helped me out in so many ways. So I just wanted to say thank you. And, you know, my wife, you know, we listen every weekend. You know, I'm always on there clowning, and I appreciate it. So, and I do have a question as well. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you have me on speaker? If you do, can you take me off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm getting a feedback and it's hard to hear.
How's that?
I apologize.
Is that better?
Okay, that's better.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But my question was the other night I was in my room and I heard the crows outside my room at night. I didn't know that birds, you know, be out at night like that making that noise, but it was like real, real loud. So I went and I did some research and stuff, you know, looked it up like a good remixer, and went.
Yes.
yes.
Brother Panic will be happy about that too.
Right. So I looked it up and you know, I got out of it. You know, I learned a lot about the crow medicine and what was going on. But at that particular time, that was about a week after. There was like a gathering of crows outside my living room window, like perched up in the trees. I mean, and they tore my car up, my truck, everything, you know, doing what they do. But my question is, when the crows show up, you know, is it trying to show me death, or is it trying to show me life? You know, what is it? What is it really representing?
Right, right. Really good question. Really good question. The first thing I'm going to challenge you with, because a lot of times when we begin to look at the different symbolism, they can mean a lot of different things depending on what we think they mean. That's going to always kind of supersede, in a sense. Of course, you did your research, so you know that it's definitely not a negative sign when the crows show up. Now, the crows showing up, because they have strong symbolism that comes with them, but I want you to think about this. The crow itself really sort of kind of doing their business, as you say, on your car.
Mm-hmm.
On your car. And doing it at night.
Right.
Particularly at night. When the next morning, you would have to get up and go to work.
Right.
Okay. So I'll tell you how I basically do my interpretation. I don't really do it from the mythology. Just the same energy that I use when I'm doing Akashic Record readings, and the same energy I use when I'm doing just the regular, you know, just the readings, period, is the same energy. What the crows are doing is they're really sort of showing you the expression about what you think about that process. And,
wow.
You know, I say that in a funny way, but that's what it is. That, you know, I see it clear. They're letting you know this is what you think about this.
Wow.
This is what you think about this. So it's calling your attention.
Man.
it's calling your attention to a message. You know, it's almost that death. Not death in the sense of you dying, but death
right.
of something that you want to go away.
Right.
And so I want you to think about, if I can say, without getting too personal, what's going through your mind when you're driving to work?
Oh, man, like not this again.
Exactly.
Not these motherfuckers again.
That's right. The crows showed up to be that symbol of what you want to die. You don't want that. You want to get rid of this.
Yes, ma'am.
But here's the challenge. You may want to make a shift. You may want to shape shift. So this is still true for you as well as your wife. But you need to make sure that you make it a complete thought. You know how in school they teach you in English and the teachers are real big about saying that's not a complete thought when you're writing
right,
a sentence?
Yes, ma'am.
This is not a complete thought because what you don't want to happen is just to get fired and not have your job. Now, that's what
right.
you're asking for, but that's not what you want. You want to be able to shape shift yourself into a different place, into a different space. So
okay.
you need to complete the thought. I'm ready to move on to something else, whatever that something else to be, that looks like this, that feels like this, that when I get up, if I have to go to work, this is how I'm going to feel about it, this is what it's going to make, but you have to complete the thought. And this is the biggest mistake. If you can get this, you're going to be able to tap into the real magic, is that we don't complete the thought. So whether it's a relationship we want to get out of, whether it's a job we don't like, if it's a place we're staying, if it's somebody we don't want to deal with, we stop the thought and just say, I don't want this job anymore. I hate this job. Well, you have not completed the thought. So what you're doing is sending a message out that says, get me out of this job any way you can. But you don't have anything to replace that with. So often what happens is people find themselves in a position and then think, damn, but this ain't what I asked for. Now what has to happen is you got to go through revelations for real. Remember I talked about on the other show, one of the things that Edgar Allan Casey figured out is that revelations is talking about your ass.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So when the flame is coming, when hell is coming down on your ass, that's you.
Mm.
You are taking yourself through revelations when you don't have to. Have a damn epiphany. Aha. I don't want this job, but this is what I do want. You need to focus your energy. Remember, energy goes where thought flows. We have 11 seconds left to go in the forum. The rest of you guys, email me. It's been so much fun. I love you guys. Peace and love. Hit me up if you like it, like it. Love you, too. If you like it, like it. If you love it, love it. Download.